brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Realty. See current listings at rollinghillsrealty.com. Morton Buildings. Find them on Facebook. Morton Buildings, Inc. and Holton, Kansas for incredible project photos. From Brian Rocky and staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Hiawatha. Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. By DB Heating and Cooling. Your comfort is their number one priority. Residential maintenance, service, and installation. Call 785-338-2044. By the Bendina State Bank in Bendina and Denton. And the Bank of Highland. Riley Electric with Byron Riley. Third generation family-owned business for residential and commercial wiring. By Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. By Giant Communications. The best way to win is through connection. Join the team today at giantconn.net and become simply connected. Skyview Equipment in Hiawatha and St. Joe. Your New Holland, Gravely, and Bad Boy dealer. By Cookin' Company of Seneca and Hiawatha. Currently looking for talented individuals to join their team. Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha. Jackson Farmers with locations in Effingham, Lancaster, and Holton. By Atchison and Sabetha Auto Parts. Your hometown Napa stores. Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson and staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Holton. By Sabetha Greenhouse, your garden pavilion with plants, flowers, pottery, and more. Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, call Matt and Terry at 362-TIRE in Holton. The Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Locally owned and operated for 120 years. By Jade Millwright for quality grain handling systems built from the ground up. And the home team agent with SBS Insurance. Visit SBSinc.com. State track coverage from Wichita on KNZA and MSCSports.net. Kansas High School State Track and Field coverage from Wichita on MSC Sports and KNZA. Proudly brought to you by Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food and good experienced people. L&L Construction. The folks in the red trucks. Doctors Alex Gilland and Samantha Rieschick at Holton Dental. Helena Agra Enterprises. Give your crop a boost with Coron. HelenaAgra.com. By McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. I'm loving it. MCON, a full-service construction and underground utility company in Wathena. By Sailor Insurance Service in Sabetha and Seneca. Online at sailorinsurance.com. Body, Heart, and Soul in Topeka. Your one-stop wellness shop for red light, massage, infrared sauna, Pilates, and more. Book online at bodyheartandsoul.com. By Midwest Ready Mix for state-approved concrete in Hiawatha and Sabetha. TexRx, your hometown pharmacy and home care. By the Farmer State Bank in Holton. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC. Rainbow Communications. Community first. Creating connections. Online at rainbowtel.net. By Winchester Meat Processing. For wild game or custom processing, we're a cut above. Time TS Trucking of Sabetha. Check out their employment driving packages. By Crystal Bontrager with Aflac, serving Northeast Kansas, where they've got you under their wing. 785-991-1041. By Grants Repair, for tractor repair, John Deere mowers, plus gun and security safes just west of Wathena. The First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Seneca, Corning, Lenexa, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. By Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. And by Nextech, protecting your business like a champion. State track coverage in Wichita. Continue on KNZA and MSCSports.net.
Here we go. We are in it now. It's the MSC Radio Group.
You win it.
We are sitting here in the Kansaland Studios here in Hiawatha, Kansas, giving you our recap show here for this 2026 state track competition. We got B-Tad with us here today as well. B-Tad.
Yes, sir.
You've been tracking everything the last day and a half, and we've got on-site Crendon Prophet giving us interviews. We're going to go through a lot of the interviews that he got today, but this is a fun event, the largest event in the entire country, the largest outdoor event in the country for athletics. How impressive is it?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, it's still each and every year you cover the events and you just sit back. If you've never been there and you want to go there at some point, get there early, because there is a lot of people. And obviously, you know, being as big as it is, the biggest in the nation, you know, I believe Kansas is the only state that does all classes in one spot. So, it's a spectacle, and it's put on very well. It's certainly challenging. There's obstacles that you got to deal with, and we're seeing some obstacles here as we're just trying to close things out here this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We've got our awesome Crittenden Prophet is hanging out with us.
KP?
Down in Wichita right now. So, KP, we're going to go straight to you here, big dog. Give us an update of what things are looking like down there.
Jake and A.B. Tad, just want to say nice glasses, B. Tad. Yeah, down here at Cessna Stadium, down here in Wichita, Kansas, actually just got an update. Running and events will resume here at 7:45. That was just officialized, so we will get this thing back on the road and roll at 7:45. I think they're opening up the gates at 7:30. They were left up on, I believe, the boys 800. I don't remember which specific 800 it was. But yeah, no, there's still a lot of field events to go through. There's still a lot of running events to finish up here, but they've just announced it. It's a little rainy right now. It's not pouring, but there's definitely some sprinkles. Not the kind you want on donut or kind you put on donuts, but it's not bad here.
So it's been in a delay, KP.
Good job, KP.
It's been in a delay now for north of 2 hours.
Yep.
When that lightning delay hit with that. And so you mentioned a couple of the events that are going to get back up and going. But I guess, yeah, you gave us an update on kind of what the stage is like right now down there. But you said everybody had to leave the facility, media and everybody. But you're hoping to get back in here the next 25 minutes or so and then resume here just under 40 minutes from now. But B-Tad, I'm going to have you give the folks the understanding kind of where we're all at. You know, we got a handful of events yet still to try and get crammed in here tonight.
Yeah, the last recorded and scored events was in the 800, as Crittenden mentioned. We had just completed Class 3A boys, so they still got to run 4A, 5A, 6A, boys 800-meter runs. And then you go to the final few events after that, which is 200-meter dash, and then the 4x4. So the 4x4 is the capper of it all to close it out on the track, but still got to finish up the back half of boys' 800-meter runs, still all of 200 in all the classes, and then the 4x4 to wrap it up. And KP mentioned, you know, there's still a couple events in the field that we're keeping an eye on. Boys 4A triple jump, Atchison Phoenix have a competitor in there, and also 3A girls javelin, another event that we got a few locals who got pulled off in the midst of all that. So only a few left. You were hoping for the best,
yeah,
you know, as far as the weather, but, you know, I think it held off as long as it could, and obviously KP down there keeping us up to date just on everything there. But that's where it stands. That's where they're going to pick things back up. As Crittenden mentioned, around 7:45, hopefully they get everything back going on the track, and then, you know, at that point, let's get it on through and hopefully no more bugaboos along the way.
No doubt. Hey, KP, I'm going to throw it to you one final time here. As you were seeing it, you messaged us and just told us that, you know, the lightning that was struck was about 15 miles away, but it's all about a safety thing. You got a lot of people in Cessna Stadium for that. So out of an abundance of caution, but how much rain do you think that you guys have gotten down there, in this 2 hour window?
Like I said, sprinkles. Not enough to even, get a quarter inch into a jar. So, yeah, it's not been a lot of rain, but, again, it's just that lightning that's just nearby. You know, it started about 15 miles away with that first one that got everybody out. And it takes a lot to get about 20,000 people out of a stadium. So, you know, by the time that lightning did get within 7 miles, you know, finally everybody was then out of the stadium, you know, and that's, you know, getting security out, getting all, I mean, they brought everything out. So.
Yeah.
It is understandable why they would take that precaution and get everything out in that time that they did.
Understood. Well, KP, stay safe. Keep rocking and rolling down there at Cessna Stadium, and we'll check back with you here in just a little while.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, good stuff, KP.
All right, B-Tad.
Keep us up to date on the weather forecast. He's always got a zinger with him.
Yeah,
you know,
no
matter what.
Quarter inch of rain in a jar or something like that.
Not the sprinkles that you want to put on a donut. You know what I mean?
Right,
so.
right. You know, and with the lightning around the area and stuff like that, a lot of people, you know, with some fun verbiage might be saying, hey, boom goes the dynamite when the thunder claps and have some fun with it.
I just can't imagine the challenges there of trying to clear out every single person in that venue.
Yeah.
Athletes, patrons, workers, everything in between. You know, Keisha's doing their best. I can guarantee you that. But it had to have been, you know, just a challenge, you know, just getting everybody out and obviously dealing with the weather. And obviously safety is the most important factor there. That's why you want to get everybody out. But it sounds like we're moving in the right direction. It sounds like we're going to get back up and running here in the next 35 or so minutes. And then again, we just got a few more events left. So, you know, by the time we get off the air here with the wrap-up show, there's probably still going to be something kind of closing out. But at least to this point, we have a really good idea as far as our local teams amongst standings and who's really going to be in the mix. Once it all wraps up, we probably got 97% in terms of just the individual results on our website with everybody. So we're going to basically still be able to have a quote-unquote wrap-up show, even though it may not be 100% totally complete by the time we're off the air. But we're still, our goal is to let everybody know of all of our teams, all of our individuals. Crendon, of course, down and on location. We got a lot of interviews that Crendon got for us, and some of our top athletes who, you know, won gold and some top two and three finishes. We're talking to some 4x4 teams. And so, you know, again, it's about just relaying the information, letting you know how our competitors did. And, you know, hopefully by the time we get off the air, we're pretty much going to have a good idea that this thing's pretty much wrapped up. And we know exactly what's going to be the kind of ending thing here with that.
Sounds good. Well, let's just jump right into it if you're okay with it, B-Tad. Let's get our first interview up that KP was able to get, and it was an interview of an individual from the Twin Valley League in Emerson Fordham who had a great showing in Cessna Stadium.
Kansas High School State Track and Field down here at Cessna Stadium at Wichita, Kansas. It's Crendon Prophet here with Emerson Fordham of Onega, a senior who just dropped her personal best at 40 feet 9 inches in the Class 1A girls shot. But real quick, what are the emotions right now winning state for the first time?
I'm quite excited. This never happened before, and I'm very thankful that I gave it all to the Lord, really. I really want to thank Him because I feel like I've struggled with my relationship with Him, and really to come back from this and give it all to Him. And I said before those last final throws, I was like, I give it all to you, Lord. Please help me. And I really am thankful that He was able to help me enjoy and experience this great experience before I graduate and move on to the next level.
Yeah, and earlier in the year, you placed third at state wrestling. You're going on to Iowa Central 2 wrestling. Tell me about that. Are you excited for that opportunity?
I'm very excited to go wrestle. I am thrilled because I've only had 2 years of experience under my belt, and it is something I've never done before, and to be able to do it at the college level is wild, especially to be able to place twice in the state.
So you have a couple more events coming up. Kind of what's going through your mind right now is you got a couple more under your belt to try to go and get some more medal.
I got discus coming up tonight, and I'm thrilled to go out there and get another personal best. I've been on a roll for discus these last few meets, so I'm excited to see what is next to come.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Onega's Emerson Fordham with her personal best, a top 25 in Kansas this year, 40 feet and 9 inches to win the girls' Class 1A shot put title.
Yeah, she's had a pretty nice little run over the last couple years, of course, mentioning going on to the next level to continue her wrestling career, and yeah. She was a very good wrestler over the last couple of years, but, you know, the shot puts, again, personal best, one of the top marks in the state, 40 feet, 9 inches, you know, she talked about her discus event coming up after that. She did finish 8th in the discus, but Onega got off to a really good start. You just heard from Emerson Fordham, Lily Weiser, another one we're going to hear from here after a bit. You know, she got a gold medal under her belt in the four events that she was competing in. So, yeah, Emerson Fordham, a fun athlete to watch over the last couple of years, particularly in wrestling and in track and going on to the next level to compete on the mat. But, yeah, her personal best, saved the best for last, and Onega, a couple gold medals here this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to dive into kind of team standings where people are at right now. I know that we got some local teams, B-Tad, that have some advantages right now that are looking pretty good towards the end of this tournament. Again,
yeah.
We're in the delay process. It has been delayed in Cessna Stadium since just before 5 o'clock. Last checked in with KP, who was on site, said 7:45 is when they will resume, but where are we looking at right now for some area teams that are trying to get not only a state title, but maybe top three finishes in state?
Well, the Twin Valley League has really controlled the pace in 1A track over the last few years, and in particular, of course, Axtell looking for their fourth consecutive state track team title, but right now, again, TVL looking really good in 1A. Right now, Clifton Clyde girls are ahead of South Gray by 6.5 points. Onega, of course, we just talked about them with a couple of golds. They're sitting there in fifth right now with 33. Hanover's in the top 10. TVL showing out, obviously, on the girls' side in 1A. And then right now, it appears to be Axtell's to lose. And we probably said that numerous times over the last couple years in terms of the track and field. Axtell right now, 53 points. Second place is South Barber with 33.
Yeah.
So you still got Landon Schmitz coming up in a 200. You still got their 4x4 team to wrap things up that's going to be in the mix and potentially win another gold medal there. So I don't know. I haven't done the full extent of the research in terms of, you know, and I even joked with you about it before we popped on. I'm like, you know, the last couple Axtell events, they could probably just sit out and kick it and take zeros, and they're probably still state champs. Obviously, it's not official yet. But again, they got a 20-point lead on South Barber right now coming down the home stretch. So Axtell in a very good spot for their fourth straight championship. Outside of that, nobody local inside the top 10 in terms of 1A boys. So Axtell kind of leading the charge there, of course. 2A girls. Donovan West is sitting in the top 10 right now. We're going to hear from a Donovan West Mustang here at some point in the show, but they got 25 points, so they're tied for eighth place right now. Smith Center currently leading 2A girls, but the Donovan West girls right now are top local team in those standings as it sits right now. And then going to the boys' side, Jackson Heights has crept into the top 10. They're tied for eighth right now. With Sedgwick, really that seems to be a two-team race right now for 2A boys. Hutch Trinity and Smith Center kind of running away from the pack compared to everybody else there. But Jackson Heights boys right now in the top 10 as well. Girls 3A standings right now. It could be a Beloit sweep for 3A. They currently lead the girls standings in 3A. But Perry LeCompton has snuck up into the top 10 in Class 3A on the girls side. They have had a very good weekend as well. And again, we're going to hear from, I think, a couple of Perry LeCompton athletes here after a little while. And then boys, 3A, you kind of have to scroll down a little bit. Actually, I mentioned Beloit. They've actually fallen off. Holcomb has taken the lead for 3A boys right now. But Royal Valley is sitting in the top 15. They had a gold medalist this weekend as well. So, you know, you look at the team standings, and a lot of our teams that we cover, you know, it's, you know, you take away the Axtells and some other teams that are basically sending their whole squads. You know, a lot of our teams are sending three athletes or five athletes or four athletes. So it's like you're competing more on the individual side because you're not going to rack up enough points to really threaten like a few of the teams that we just mentioned there. But, you know, as of right now, TBL looking to sweep 1A. Team-wise, we outside of that, we're probably not creeping anybody into the top five just based on where points are. But obviously, a lot of individual accolades for sure that we're going to continue to kind of roll over here.
We got 13 different interviews that KP has gotten for us over the last day and a half that we will process throughout this state track wrap-up show, and it covers all of our Northeast Kansas area from the eastern side to the western side, north and south. We've got athletes from all across our area. We're going to do one more interview before we step aside for our first break here in this. Again,
who do we got?
We're going to be having Logan Sandman from Axtell coming up here. But we're going to have this, and then keep in mind, again, right before 5 o'clock, so we're over 2 hours and 20 minutes of a delay right now at state track. 7:45, the expected resumption of state track down at Cessna Stadium. But let's hear what KP had to have with a conversation with Logan Sandman Jr. over at Axtell.
Field meet down here at Cessna Stadium at Wichita, Kansas, Crittenden Prophet, alongside now Logan Sandman, a junior from Axtell High School, after winning the Class 1A high jump and a jump at 6'8". Again, real quick, just walk me through the emotions of being able to go up and then win that high jump.
It was awesome. Getting prepared all day, and when it came time to perform, I feel like I finally came out to state track meet and did what I needed to do.
And talking about your other teammates, again, you know, you look at all the records that Axtell has had. I know the streak for football and basketball state titles came to an end, but you guys have a chance here to extend what could be a four-year consecutive streak with state titles with state track. You know, what kind of chip is on your shoulders for you and your guys coming into the state track meet?
We just want to compete. We feel like we didn't give everything our best shot this year, and it'd be nice to go out on a win.
Of course, next year is your senior year. What are you kind of looking forward to having one more year under your belt with football, basketball, and track?
I'm glad for the experience. I think that we have a lot of experienced guys since we play young, and that we can go out and win some great games next year.
Do you know my nickname for you when I was broadcasting in basketball was the Mountain?
Yeah, my uncle told me that.
Logan Sandman from Axtell with a jump of 6'8" to win the Class 1A high jump. Thank you.
Thank you.
There it is, Logan Sandman. Is it Sandman or Sandman?
Well, again, that's kind of one of those. I think
he's cool either way.
However you want to say it, I say Sandman.
I do too.
A lot of other people say Sandman.
Sandman does sound cooler.
It's a lot cooler. Yeah.
So obviously Logan Sandman, a huge part, and only a junior. So he clears 6'8" to take the gold medal in the 1A high jump. He broke the school record last year at 6'7". Don't do it.
I wasn't going to.
Okay. So he goes 6'8" this year, and obviously that would be a new school record that was his originally from last year, but he had done this. So last year he broke it at 6'7". It was 6'6". That had been held since 2005, so within the last calendar year, he's broken his own school record and taken down the gold medal. So obviously there's multiple gold medalists for the Axtell boys. Landon Schmitz, the 110-meter hurdle champ, now a three-time winner in that event. Wyatt Detweiler had a top-three finish. He took home the bronze in that 110-meter hurdles as well. Clayton Heinen had a bronze medal in the triple jump. Just talked about, heard from him, Logan Sandman, the gold medal in the high jump. And then, obviously, we're still waiting on their 4x4 team, which had the top time in prelims. They had the second-best prelim time in the 4x1. They took silver in that one earlier today as well. But, again, it's Axtell's world on the track. Everybody else is kind of living in it. And right now, Logan Sandman, obviously, a big part with another gold medal for the Eagles track and field program.
Awesome. Well, we got more interviews to get to. We'll give you more updates of some area athletes that BTAD's been tracking for the last day and a half. It's the culmination of the entire sports seasons for these schools across our networks, dating all the way back to last fall when it all got kicked off.
Goodness.
This is the final event of this sports calendar season for us. We got a lot more to get through. You're listening to the Kansas State High School Activities Association State Track Meet. It's our wrap-up coverage, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time now for an update of the 2026 State Track and Field event at Cessna Stadium in Wichita. This update here on KMZA 92.1 FM has been brought to you in part by Sabetha Auto Parts, your hometown Napa store, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. I'm loving it. Rainbow Communications, community first, creating connections online at rainbowtel.net. Next Tech, protecting your business like a champion. Farmers State Bank of Westmoreland, with locations in Omega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Bankwithfarmers.com, member FDIC. JBN Telephone Company, the best way to win is through connection. Join our team today at giantcomm.net and become simply connected. Jackson Farmers, with locations in Effingham, Lancaster, and Holton. Crystal Bontrager with Aflac, serving Northeast Kansas, where we've got you under our wing. Helena Agra Enterprises, give your crop a boost with Coron, helenaagra.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC. And Blue Valley Technologies, proud to support all area athletes. This update of the 2026 Kansas State Track Meet in Wichita has been brought to you here on 92.1 FM KMZA by Blue Valley Technologies, proud to support all area athletes. M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort, your CarQuest dealer. Wanklin Oil Company in Frankfort, serving customers since 1926. Life Care Center of Seneca, Seneca's premier nursing and rehabilitation center. Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative, providing reliable and affordable energy for Nemaha and Marshall counties and surrounding areas. The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, member FDIC. Jerry Nolte, your Farmers Union insurance agent in Seneca. Visit with him about crop hail coverage today. Cooking Company of Seneca and Hiawatha, currently looking for talented individuals to join their team. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. The First National Bank of Frankfort, where all decisions are made locally, member FDIC. The Home Team Agents with SBS Insurance, visit sbsinc.com. Rolling Hills Realty, see their current listings at rollinghillsrealty.com. And by First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Seneca, Corning, Lenexa, and Vermilion, member FDIC.
Back here in the MSC studios here in Hiawatha, I'm Jake. That's B-Tad. We got Joseph Kerr down at Care Country running the ones and twos. Crin and Profit down in Wichita as we're continuing on here with our state track wrap-up show. B-Tad, it's been a great showing for our local student athletes across Northeast Kansas at the state track meet thus far. Still a little bit of ways to go when they resume in about 20 minutes.
Well, by default, because again, we cover so much. We have a lot of teams. We have a lot of entries every single year. So just by sheer defaultness, we're going to have some success, right? Because we cover a good chunk of the kids down
Big
there.
Big swath.
It is absolutely the case. But obviously, we've heard from a couple of athletes. We've got a lot more in terms of some interviews with some other top-tier athletes from this weekend. But, yeah, I mean, we got a lot to kind of go through here. Trying to think who we got kind of maybe queued up.
I can do whatever you want, my man. Yep, I got Xander Harding ready to rock and roll if you're ready to go and have that conversation about that young man.
Royal Valley.
Yeah,
let's go to Royal Valley. We're kind of bouncing around, so stick with us. Again, we'll get through everybody, I promise you, but just kind of going with the flow with this one. So Royal Valley, they had quite a few participants down there this weekend, and one of the top showers was Xander Harding in the pole vault. 14 feet he cleared in second place, so a silver medal for Xander Harding again out of Royal Valley. KP had an opportunity to catch up with him after that.
Crin and Profit here, Xander Harding from Royal Valley, placing second in Class 3A pole vault. Real quick, what are the emotions? You're just a young freshman, first year, being able to play second. Just kind of walk me through the emotions right now.
I don't have words to put it into emotions. It's amazing, and it's basically what I can see. Finally see the work I've put in.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned to me before this that you've been putting in that work since seventh grade. Kind of walk me through that. What's it been kind of working up here in the last couple of years?
Well, seventh grade is basically me just finding out the event, getting used to it, and once I started hit eighth grade, I really started hitting it hard and all that, and freshman year, I just shot up, and I got second state.
Was there any kind of intimidation seeing those bigger guys or seeing those seniors or juniors, or were you just kind of really focused in on yourself?
No. What I told myself the whole time is just it's just another meet. I'm going to go do my best, and wherever that gets me, I'll be happy with it.
What are you looking for in the upcoming years?
I'm just hoping to progressively get better, and if I can do that, then hopefully I can be a state champ next year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Xander Harding, a freshman from Royal Valley, a vault of 14 feet to play second in Class 3A pole vault.
There it was. And we just talked to Jake a little bit.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty good mindset.
Yeah, he does.
Going into some things.
No doubt. He says, listen, I'm only a freshman. I learned about this event 2 years ago, my seventh grade year. And I come in here as a freshman. I said, okay, yeah, I'll do it. We'll get after it. And he's worked hard. And how about that? A freshman in Class 3A, vaulting 14 feet. Take second.
Yeah, well, didn't get an opportunity to chat with this guy, at least KP not. But obviously standing out for Royal Valley outside of Xander was Bowen Bryan, man. Triple jump champ in 3A. I think we had him as an athlete of the week at one point here in this spring season. Believe he broke that school record in the triple jump. Had been sweeping, I think, the majority of the events that he had participated in through the regular season, and he certainly had one of the top marks in the state. So Royal Valley, you got Bowen Bryan, who finished with a gold medal in the triple jump. We just heard from Xander Harding, who got second place in the pole vault. Landon Gilbert, very good athlete, you know, especially on the basketball floor. He finished eighth place in the 110-meter hurdles, so at least the top 10 finish there. Paxton Henry, a ninth place finish in the shot puts. You got Darren Bausch, who finished 10th in the pole vault. Rowan Wharton, another kid, a 12th place finish in the high jump. So a lot of kids here for Royal Valley, and obviously the top two being Bowen Bryan Xander Harding, at least, who went 1 and 2. Respectively in their events. So Royal Valley, a lot of good stuff from this weekend.
And staying in 3A pole vault, you know, the Big East is taking out the top two of 3A pole vault. You know, you have Pearson Cyphers from Holton who won the pole vault this year for Class 3A. So Big East representing there in the pole vault realm of things at state this year. Again, Pearson Cyphers won, and right behind him there's Xander Harding, who we just heard from, placing second at 3A State Pole Vault here for 2026.
Well, I know we got a couple more Axtell Eagles, I think we got on the list here that we're going to hear from with conversations with KP. Let's go to Donovan West.
Okay.
Let's talk about Reese McCauley for a minute. Another very successful season on the track for the Donovan West Mustangs, particularly Reese McCauley. Again, I think she was an athlete of the week of ours within the last month or two. Had just really dominated, you know, the hurdle events, you know, through the regular season up into regionals and putting herself in a really good position. So she has the second best prelim times in both hurdle events yesterday. So obviously setting herself up, for the finals. She runs the 100 first, finishes in second, gets the silver. Actually had a little bit slower of a time, just 0.2 seconds slower in her finals time compared to the prelim time, 15.17 seconds for Reese McCauley that earned her the silver medal in the 100-meter hurdles, but she comes back later on in the day, 300-meter hurdle finals, 45.62 was her prelim. She goes 44.99 in the finals and grabs a gold medal for Donovan West.
Yep. Here's her conversation with KP after taking second in the 100-meter hurdles.
Crit and Profit down here at Cessna Stadium, Kansas High School State Track and Field in Wichita, Kansas. Crit and Profit alongside right now Reese McCauley, a sophomore out of Donovan West High School, getting second in the Class 2A 100-meter girls hurdles. She put down a PR personal best of 15.15 prelims, a 5.15.17 here in the finals. Real quick, what are the emotions getting second place your sophomore year?
I'm really excited. Just the PR, everything. Like, it's the energy. It's so hype.
How does it feel just being a sophomore, being able to come out? What are you looking forward to in these next couple of years getting a little older?
It's exciting being able to know, like, I'm coming out strong, and I think I'm just really looking forward to seeing how much better I can get and just pushing myself to kind of my limits.
Is there any upperclassmen that you kind of look at and inspire from that kind of get you here?
I mean, a lot of the people I compete alongside, Cameron and Emily, like, I just look forward, and Clara, I look forward to seeing everybody here and just striving to be at the top, I think, really. Just coaches, everyone kind of pushes me to... They know and they encourage me, and I think that's what really helps.
I know the 300 is still upcoming later today. What's the attack for that race?
Just give it every last ounce of energy I've got. You know, it's close. So, I mean, first would be good. I'm just going to drive and just give it everything I've got.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
That was Donovan West's Reese McCauley, a sophomore at the time of 15.17 to get second in the girls' Class 2A 100-meter hurdles.
So, yeah, Crennan caught up with Reese after the first event in which he got silver and asked, how are you going to attack the 300? Basically, give it my all.
And she did.
That's exactly what she did because, again, shaving down as much time as she did from that prelim time to the finals run, very impressive. Again, still an underclassman, obviously kind of standing out amongst the Donovan West participants here this weekend. So you go second place for Reese, 100-meter hurdles. She takes the gold in the 300-meter hurdles, and she was still competing in two other events.
Mm-hmm.
I guess let's not put the disrespect out there, because she still got fourth place in the high jump and seventh place in the long jump. So just a very good athlete all the way around, and still is mentioning just a sophomore, you would expect...
That'll continue.
It'll continue.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. You got
very
state,
good stuff.
You get a state championship as a sophomore. It's pretty impressive. Something, you know, again, a lot of people say, I want to make it their A, that, you know, freshman, sophomore year. I can build on that as I continue. Well, hey, Reese McCauley, now you've got a state championship and a silver as well in your sophomore season. Well, there's not a whole lot of room to grow in that other than maintain what you've done, young lady.
Donovan West also had Jackson Cole, a sixth-place finish for him in the 1,600-meter run, so a top-eight finish there for Jackson Cole. Again, Donovan West representing the 2A. Still have some other state qualifiers, Andy Foster, Bell Smith, Kate Falk, amongst others there who had participated for Donovan West.
Well, you want to go to the NEKL for our next one there, B-Ted?
Yeah, what do we got?
I'm thinking about maybe the third place finish for the 2A 4x800 group.
The JCN boys?
From JCN,
8 minutes, 13.75 seconds, the time for the JCN 4x800-meter relay team that did take home a bronze medal. Very interested to see how KP navigates the four-man squad here for the JCN 4x18 that takes home the bronze here.
Crit and Profit here at JCN's 4x18, placing third in Class 2A. Real quick, getting some thoughts from everybody on team, starting off with senior Will Elias.
Like we were saying, we ran 8:20 at Siemens. Our school record's 8:15. We just thought we could get it. We knew we had to come and run hard, so we came here. We gave it to our fourth person. He had about we were right on time for it, and he came through at 8:13. We got third. It was a pretty good day.
What was kind of your feelings for the 4x8 team?
Ran pretty good today. Wanted to get first, but stuff happens.
And kind of your experience here running this 4x8 today, also getting the school record?
We just ran real well. I wouldn't have ran it with any other group, and I'm just glad we got that school record.
Nothing is possible without Lord Jesus Christ, so I'd like to thank him and my good teammates here.
So, again, I know it was a school record. You guys also ran a really impressive meet earlier in the season, the Seaman Relay as well. Elias, kind of walk me through that, being able to make all these accomplishments through the year.
We just really worked hard as a team. We keep on trying to progress throughout the year. Some of us get sick and all that, but we just still try to push, and we just push each other every day at practice, and that shows up in the meets.
I know upcoming you also have a 300-meter hurdles. What's going to be your attack going into that event?
First place is just 0.3 ahead of me, so I really want to win that race, but I'm ranked third right now. I'm just happy I'm there. Came in, PR'd, got the school record. I just want to run better now.
Okay, I appreciate it, guys.
So there it was, Crittenden Prophet with the 4x800-meter relay team for the Jefferson County North boys, who their time again for that bronze medal, good for a school record.
Well, they said how good they ran at the Seaman Relays, and they had a goal at state to break the school record, which was 8 minutes 15 seconds, and they
crushed it.
Exactly. I was going to say shattered it because
8:13.75.
2 seconds. People they'll hear that.
Right.
And they'll think it was just 2 seconds.
Right.
No, that is a big-time record-breaking right there.
Yeah.
So congratulations to those four young men for breaking the school record and getting a bronze medal at the state tournament in Wichita.
JCN definitely on the list in terms of a good number of athletes you know, representing their team. Obviously, the 4x8 squad, and you even heard it there, a little reference in the interview with Will Elias, who still at that point was waiting on his 300-meter hurdle event,
mm-hmm.
which he had the third-best prelim time. He actually ends up taking fifth place today in that event. His time was a little bit slower in the finals compared to the prelim, but still went 40.43 seconds. So Elias helping the 4x8 squad get that third-place finish. He also goes fifth place in the 300-meter hurdles. Taylor Schrick for JCN, a bronze medal in the javelin in Class 2A as well.
Yeah, pretty good.
And then the girls 4x1 team took home a fifth-place finish as well. Just some of the other JCN kids that took part this weekend, Lucas Meredith, 3,200-meter run, 10th place. Nicholas Cahill in the 800-meter run, he went 16th. Christopher Knoll, 11th in the high jump. Also, some other participants, Karina Johnson, Adeline Marlatz, both 8-6, bottom third in the pole vault in 2A. So, again, JCN, a lot of kids there. They had all three relay teams there.
Yeah.
We do have a handful of teams. They're one of the, I think, maybe three or four teams that we had that took every single relay event, both girls and
boys.
Which
is impressive.
So, yeah, that's very impressive when you can take all relay events. But again, their boys 4x1 team finished 18th, did not qualify to get into the finals there. We just heard for the 4x8 team, of course, they got third. Still got to run the 4x4 for the boys. They got the eighth fastest time in prelims, so they still have that to come up here later on. Girls 4x1 team, as we mentioned, got fifth. The girls 4x4 took 12th. Girls 4x8 took 15th. So certainly some top finishes for JCN, representing the NEKL pretty well, I would say.
What do you think about staying in the NEKL and staying with relay teams as well, as KP did a great job with that?
We got to lead it up to another four-teamer here.
That's right, four-teamer. And it is a school record breaking performance for the second time this year. Jackson Heights boys 4x100 BTED will be on the docket next.
Oh,
that's fair. I don't know if you wanted to lead into that. My fault. That's why it's the first time BTED and I've done this together. So.
I thought you were going right into it, so I kind of kept my mouth shut.
You got a lot of stuff talking.
We
about
knew Jackson Heights was going to have some success this weekend on the track, and obviously we'll hear a little more about that later on as we go. But, yeah, their relay teams, they were no joke. And I knew their 4x1 team had a really good shot. Their prelim time was 43.42 seconds. That was the fastest prelim time. And then they go 43.23 seconds. So they shave nearly two-tenths, roughly, of a second off from the prelim time to the finals time, and they take home the gold. They still had their 4x8, 4x4 teams still going there, and then the girls also had a couple relay teams as well. But yeah, I knew their 4x1 team was going to have a really good shot, and they come out on top.
Crit and Profit here at the Jackson Heights 4x1 team that just won the Class 2A 4x1 with a time of 43:23. We got everyone here for the 4x1 team. We're going to start off with Drake Mellies. Drake, this is your senior year, a multi-sport athlete. What are the emotions right now after winning the 4x1?
I mean, it's very exciting. You know, we've been running since sophomore year, besides Tate and Austin, I guess. I think he came junior year, but I don't know, it's exciting, especially being a small school. I mean, last year we missed it by one. We got ninth. So, I mean, that was devastating, but we came back and made it even better by winning it. So, I mean, it's very exciting.
Austin Zeller, again, being able to bring your speed back in here with the team. What are your feelings right now after winning the 4x1?
Yeah, after being injured last year, it's really great to come back and come out with a gold.
Hey, Tatum Eisenbarth, you're a young freshman, your first ever time at State 1. How's this atmosphere feeling for you, and how great is it to get this gold to your team?
It's pretty good to get a gold.
And here now, Kyson Propp. I had an interview with you a little earlier, but again, the anchor leg, your second goal of the day. How does it feel being able to anchor it down and get that goal for the team?
I'm proud of my team. I'm proud that we're here, and God willing, we made it through, and we got the gold. Can't believe it. I'm proud of them.
And you guys, you've broken the school record a multiple times this season. You now set it at 43:23. You know, what's kind of that feeling being able to get to the grind of the season and be able to see and reap those rewards here in this moment?
To have my team set such a record and such a goal, especially as a small school, is no light feat. Obviously, we're a bit smaller schools. We don't usually have the fastest people, but we've managed to do that tonight, and I'm proud of them, very proud of them.
That was Jackson Heights' 4x1 team, again winning classification of 2A 4x1 with a time of 43:23.
We're trying to figure out if that was actually the meet record.
I know that one of their young men got the meet record for the 100 meter dash. I'm not confident with the 4x1 on the meet record for that BTAT. However, we can confirm and know for sure with that time again, which was for their finals.
43.23.
So going into state, the record was 43.60. So almost 40 tenths of a second taken off at the state meet to shatter that record.
Okay.
Again. And again, we use the terms like shatter and destroy and stuff like that because that's a lot of time to take off of a record, no doubt.
So, yeah, very successful. You mentioned we're going to hear from Kyson, of course, Kyson Profits, who was the anchor of that 4x1 team, who has won a gold today in the 100-meter dash, and certainly some people around these parts kind of expected him to be right in the mix, and he has been for the last, he's been just knocking on the door the last two or three years, but now his senior year, he finally busted through, taking down the 100-meter dash final earlier today down in Wichita, so we'll hear from him about that later on.
And then Jacksonite's girls in the prelims. Just
51.41 seconds.
Yep, that's a new school record as well. So that's something we talked about at the top of the show was school records are being broken left and right.
Right.
At this state
once
meet.
Once you get there.
It's an impressive showing from all of our local athletes. Again, do you want to stay with relays? You want to go as just an individual at this point? It's your show, homie.
Let's switch it up here.
Where do you want to go?
As we're just continuing to bounce around here, so folks bear with us and everything we're doing here. But so we talked, obviously we have talked, I think we've hit all three, right? TVL, Big East, NEKL. I think we can kind of go back to kind of mixing some things up here. Let's go to Perry Lecompton.
Yep.
Let's go to Perry Lecompton. Let's jump back to the Big East because pretty cool story here, and we're about to hear from KP in a moment regarding this. But Perry Lecompton had some good athletes this weekend. Just noting some of the ones here. Amos Brackenhoff got a fifth-place finish in the 3A javelin event. He went 186.10 for his mark in that. Also an eighth-place finish from Jolie Corcoran in the long jump. Peyton McCune was there competing in the high jump. She got 11th place in that event. And then Emmy Reed and Macy Corcoran. So these two we're going to talk about here. So both Macy Corcoran and Emmy Reed for Perry Lecompton qualified for state in both hurdle events. Now, the one that did not get into the finals out of the four total between the two. So Emmy Reed, she didn't qualify for the 100-meter hurdles finals. She finished 13th amongst her prelim time, but she did in the 300, which we're about to get to. Macy qualified for both finals in both hurdle events. So they run the 300. I'm not sure. I didn't see if they were lane to lane, like right next to each other. I don't think they were right next to each other, but not 100% sure on that. So neither of them take gold, but they go 2 and 3, these two. So you get Emmy Reed, who gets the silver medal in the 300-meter hurdles, 44.97 seconds. Her teammate Macy, right behind, 44.98 seconds. A literal photo finish between a couple Perry LeCompton cause between the silver and bronze medal in terms of the 300-meter hurdles.
Cause the law is right now. I'm Critton Prophet alongside two Perry LeCompton girls from the Class 3A 300-meter hurdles, with Emmy Reed coming in second with a time of 40.97, and her teammate Macy Corcoran coming in third with a time of 44.98. Real quick, kind of asking both of them questions, starting off here with the sophomore Emmy Reed. You were able to come in second at a time of 44.97, a personal best for yourself. Walk me through the emotions and also that competitiveness to be able to go in against your teammate and getting second.
I think it was just really fun being able to compete with all these people, and it really pushes me to do my hardest, do as good as I can.
Now, Macy Corcoran, you're a junior. Of course, you got this sophomore here. He's probably pushed you the last couple of years. How'd she push you in this race, and how'd you push yourself?
Well, she's a really good runner, so just me. I kind of have to get out of the gate pretty fast because she's chasing me. I got to chase the girl in front of me, but Emmy's pretty fast, so she got me pretty good there.
Has it been pretty fun running against each other these last couple of years?
Yeah, we push each other really good, and either at practice or on the track, either way. We're pushing each other to be the best we can on the track. So.
Now, Reed, when you came in as a freshman, you kind of looking at Corcoran like, I can kind of catch up to her, or did she kind of mentor you a little bit, you know, in that 300 hurdle?
She definitely mentored me. She taught me a lot, and it's been super fun running with her.
All right, guys, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Perry LeCompton's Class 3. Emmy Reed getting second, and Macy Corcoran coming in third.
Hopefully one of the Perry LeCompton parents has a photo finish of those two. If you're talking about 44.98 seconds compared to 44.97 seconds. So again, congrats to those two. Those two showed out this weekend for Perry LeCompton. Again, Macy Corcoran, third place, also in the 100-meter hurdles, along with her bronze in the 300-meter hurdles, and of course her teammate Emmy Reed in the 300-meter hurdles. Just that much faster. And I say that in 0.01 seconds faster.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you rattled off a couple other Perry LeCompton finishers. But, yeah, those two were kind of the top notch. And, obviously, a real cool story there with those two. Literally couldn't be much closer. Obviously, it'd be a little bit cooler if it was for first and second. But I'm
still
sure those
cool.
two will take second and third, top three. And that is a loaded field, by the way, the girls' 3A 100-meter dash, and most of those fields are for all classes, but it was a loaded field, so very impressive showing for Perry LeCompton there with Macy Corcoran and Emmy Reed as well.
And they're both young again. I mean, they're underclassmen, and that's a basketball team that we've kind of been pubbing out there saying.
Yeah, they had one of the bigger improvements.
They went from
amongst win totals
three
in basketball.
Two wins. To 10 last year, and they were Boz's dark horse actually a year ago, and successful
in that
aspect of things. Yeah, good for it. No, nobody roots for him. Come on now.
Yeah, good for Boz.
All right. We're still talking State Track. You're listening to the State Track wrap-up show on 103.9 KNZA, 92.1 KMZA, and Joseph Kerr down in Care Country, 93.7, giving you this State wrap-up show here on the MSC Radio Network.
So we do know now that action has resumed.
Let's go.
In Wichita. So again, the 2 hour plus weather delay has since passed. They just got back on the track here. So they just wrapped up the boys 800 meter run in 4A. So they still got 5A and 6A to do there on the boys side in that event. Then they go right into girls 1A 200 meter dash. They go through girls, boys, all classes there for the 200. And then that'll lead us into the final event on the track, which is the 4x4. So,
a couple field events were still going on as well. And our hope is by the time we're done with this wrap-up show, the meet will be over. We will have an understanding of where everybody landed. And then, obviously, you can always go to mscsports.net. Everything will be finalized and updated on that. BTAD, you've done a great job like you do every year with that spreadsheet. If you have not taken advantage of looking at that, Go to it, MSCSports.net. It's the top story on there right now. You just click on it, and it opens up this massive sheet with all of our student athletes.
A lot of words, a lot of numbers, a lot of letters.
And you were thinking we were just shy of 200 this year for our student athletes?
I think we pushed over 150, I think, in terms. But again, I'm not including four individuals for
sure.
For relay teams.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids that run relays are maybe there for other events as well.
Right, right.
So,
right. But give or take, you know, again, you
anywhere from 150
that's
to
a
200.
Lot. Nevertheless, it's a lot of athletes. And
I think we had all but one school have at least a qualifier, so 95% of the schools we cover are well represented here, or at least represented in some degree.
Yeah, love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, we just heard from, again, that was Emmy Reed and Macy Corcoran. This is also being live streamed on the Facebook live feed on Kansland. If you've never seen BTAD, see him live and in person right now. He's flexing on you right now.
That's right.
Or we're also going to be posting this on MSCSports.net. Later on, for if you want to hear these interviews, again, this will be posted later on this evening on MSCSports.net, and so you're able to relive all the action, the interviews from Crittenden and Prophet, and obviously BTAD breaking down everything that's gone on the last 48 hours in Cessna Stadium, the greatest event in the country, and it is nationally recognized as that. That is the state championships in track. What about going to a field event in the Twin Valley League, my
okay.
man? I'm thinking Miss Josie Haverkamp, who threw javelin in Class 2A from Centralia.
139 feet, good for silver medal in the 1A ranks for Josie Haverkamp. And obviously we'll be talking about Centralia a little bit more. They're one of those teams that certainly has a heavy contingent of athletes across the board. So, but yeah, Josie, one of the top finishes for Centralia this weekend. Yeah, I just mentioned 139 on her mark in the javelin for that silver medal. Now, a lot of Centralia athletes going at least top 10 and a lot of good participation there. But yeah, Josie Haverkamp, again, a silver medal in the javelin in Class 1A.
Crittenden Prophet here, Josie Haverkamp, who came up second in the Class 1A javelin with a throw and a PR of 139, getting it on her sixth and final throw. Again, walk me through the emotions of getting that throw and being able to get second here.
Well, I started the finals in first, and then there was a girl that hit a really good throw, and so I went into it just kind of going with my best, trying to aim higher, see if I could get to where she was. But I just went out there and tried to give it my best and go for what I've been working for all year.
What was kind of the emotions going into that final throw? You know, what was kind of going through your mind?
I was a little nervous. I was trying to stay relaxed because I just throw better when I'm that way. So, but I was really excited and happy that I was at where I was because it's a good place to be.
Well, you're a multi-sport athlete. You got a lot of sports on your belt. You're just a junior going into next year. What are you excited for?
I'm excited to compete in state again because we've been runner-up in volleyball 2 years in a row, and then basketball we got third this year, and then obviously track we have more. We have competitions, like got to pick up some slack there, but I'm excited to hopefully get back out there and win some state championships next year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Josie Haverkamp from Centralia, junior, getting second in the Class 1A javelin with a throw of 139 feet, a top 25 throw in Kansas.
There it is, silver medal. There we go, Silver Lake.
Congrats.
Josie Haverkamp, not part of the Silver Lake 4x1 team that got gold medal today. So that was the crew of Hayden Kramer, Harper Kramer, Milena Becker, and Carly Steinlage. So the Centralia girls 4x1 team, their prelim time was 48.56 seconds. That was the best prelim time, and not quite to that, but it was still enough. 48.98 seconds was their finals time in the 4x1 to earn gold medal for Centralia. So,
well, congrats. We yeah, congrats to the Panthers over there for showing up and showing out, no doubt, at the state track meet once again. And you heard her talking with KP a moment ago, a multi-sport athlete, and sounds like some unfinished business for her as she turns the calendar to next year for her and some of her classmates as well.
Mentioned volleyball, of course, and obviously the Centralia is going to be fine in most sports each and every year. It just doesn't really matter. They always tend to be top tier. But just running through a couple other Centralia Panthers from the weekend, Chris Fulkerson and Gavin Fulkerson, who are long-distance runners. Chris going 8th place in the 3,200. Gavin 9th place in the 1600. Quentin Aldifer, Centralia Panthers quarterback, All-State quarterback, a ninth-place finish this week in the 1A long jump. Mentioned Carly Steinlage, who was part of that 4x1 team that took home the gold medal. She had a seventh-place finish in the 100-meter dash as well, so certainly a reason she made the top eight in there, and reason why she's on the 4x1 team as well. But Elena Becker, a ninth-place finish in the 400-meter dash. Of course, we talked about Josie Haverkamp here. She also had an eighth-place finish in the shot put and an 11th-place finish as well. 11th-place finish, actually, that was for Cambry Wimpy in the pole vault. Josie going second in the javelin, eighth in the shot put. And, of course, we mentioned their girls 4x1 team just took home the gold, but they still have the 4x4 team coming up here later on that had the third-best prelim time.
And KP actually did get a chance to meet up with that girls 4x100 team, your Class 1A state champions from Centralia.
Crit and Profit here at the Centralia girls 4x1 team that just won the state title. Real quick, getting a word in from everybody on this team, starting off with Melinda Becker. What are your thoughts and feelings after not only breaking the school record, but also breaking the state record?
I'm very happy with how we performed today because it took us a little while to get comfortable with each other and get our handoffs down. And I feel like they just started clicking, and that's what got us the title.
You're a junior teammate from Mary Hayden Kramer. Kind of what are your feelings getting that first place in this race?
It feels good. We've worked all season to just get here, not thinking we would get first place, but we did.
And you're the sophomores. Just kind of walk me through kind of your feelings throughout the year and then also being able to get this goal with your team this season.
Yeah, I was very stressed at the beginning of the year with our times, but just progressing through the year definitely helped us, and our confidence definitely helped us with that too.
I'm going to bring this back to the junior, Becker. You know, again, just not only breaking the state record, but a school record. What does this kind of mean to you guys as a team, being able to work so hard throughout the season and accomplish this year?
It means a lot, like seeing our name on the board as we go down the hallways and stuff, and knowing how much time we put in, and the long practices finally paying off. So, yeah, feels good.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
So, in fact, that was the meet record that they took down at States, that Centralia girls 4x1 team. Again, 48.98 seconds, the meet record and the gold medal in 2026. It's really fun listening to KP try to navigate four different bodies at one time on an interview. You know, it's always a trip just watching him interview one person, let alone try to get four people in a circle and be like, all right, you, and you. But credit to the kids for giving us a few minutes. We appreciate it very much. KP appreciates it very much. Of course, the fans and people in the communities appreciate it very much as well.
That's the whole reason why we do this wrap-up show. I mean, people can get their live results.
I can tell you what, they don't want to listen to you or me.
No.
For 90 straight minutes.
They want to hear from the kids.
They need a break from us. That's fair.
Speaking of a break, we're up against one here in just a little bit from now, here in the next couple of minutes. We got time for one more interview and quick update from BTAD of that team and that student athlete. I'd like to round out here for our TVL, as we've stayed in the TVL here for a minute. What about Tessa Parthamer from Frankfort? Have we already gone through her yet?
Yeah, haven't really talked much Frankfort yet, but when you look at the competitors for the Wildcats this weekend, it does start with Tessa Parthamer, who had a great week in the hurdle events. So qualifying for the finals in both in 1A, she had the second fastest prelim time in the 100-meter hurdles. She had the fifth best time in the 300-meter hurdles. She gets to the finals. She takes the silver in the 100, and she improves on that prelim time in the 300 and finishes with the bronze medal there. So a silver medal and a bronze medal in the hurdle events for Tessa Parthamer, right now the top athlete this weekend for the Frankfort Wildcats.
Crit and Profit down here at Cessna Stadium in Wichita, Kansas, high school state track and field. Crit and Profit alongside Tessa Parthamer from Frankfort, a junior who got second in the Class 1A 100-meter hurdles. Real quick, what are the emotions getting your best finish at state here your junior year?
It's pretty awesome. I didn't run the best time that I have this season, but it still feels good.
How great is that, improving year after year and being able to get to this point in the season?
It's amazing. My freshman year, I came in really nervous as a freshman, and I did amazing, and I'm continuing to do amazing, so yeah.
So you got one more year on your belt as a senior, a multi-sport athlete. What are you looking for your senior year to compete and do?
Well, hopefully in softball we'll get a state championship, and in 100 hurdles I get first next year.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Tessa Parthmer from Frankfurt, a junior, getting second in the Class 1A 100-meter girls' hurdles.
Yeah, and she'd go on to get bronze in the 300-meter hurdles after that. So, again, very solid weekend for Tessa Parthmer and her for the Frankfurt Wildcats, getting a couple top three medals in the hurdle events. A couple other things real quick with Frankfurt. Fred Rosequist had a fifth-place finish in the shot put this weekend, just north of 49 feet. Actually, 49 feet, 9.5 inches for that fifth-place finish there. Holland Shirley in the pole vaults cleared 10 feet. She earned fifth place as well. They had three relay teams there. None of them made it to the finals. But also, you got
the place
Fred Rosequist,
for everything local.
12th place finish
in the
distance. The
place
and
for
a 14th
everything
place
local.
Finish for Aiden Miller. We good?
Yeah, we're good. Keep on talking, man.
Aiden Miller of Frankfurt, a 14th place finish in the pole vault as well. But again, you just heard from Tessa Parthmer. Again, second place and a silver medal in the 100 meter hurdles. Third and bronze in the 300 meter hurdles in Class 1A.
All that was just reminding everybody that, hey,
it is the top of the hour,
and you're listening to State Track and Field, the wrap up show here on the MSC Radio Network on 103.9 KNZA, 92.1 or 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha, 92.1 KMZA Seneca, and 93.7 FM Horton Atchison here across the MSC Radio Network. State Track and Field wrap up show is presented by LNL Construction, the folks in the red trucks, by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown Napa store, by KexRx, your hometown pharmacy and home care. Also, Nortonville Parts and Service, your solution for equipment, repair, and parts. Also, Tate Plumbing, serving the Atchison area since 1985. Also, Exchange Bank and Trust, member FDIC. And by Winchester Meat Processing, for wild game or custom processing, we are a cut above. We got to step aside for a timeout as well. We get ready for the final push here of the State Track wrap-up show. Live events back in full swing at Cessna Stadium. We're back after this timeout here on the MSC Radio Network.
State Track coverage from Wichita on KNZA is being brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Realty. See current listings at rollinghillsrealty.com. Morton Buildings. Find them on Facebook. Morton Buildings, Inc. and Holton, Kansas for incredible project photos. From Brian Rocky and staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Hiawatha. Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. By DB Heating and Cooling. Your comfort is their number one priority. Residential maintenance, service, and installation. Call 785-338-2044. By the Bendina State Bank in Bendina and Denton. And the Bank of Highland. Riley Electric with Byron Riley. Third generation family-owned business for residential and commercial wiring. By Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. By Giant Communications, the best way to win is through connection. Join the team today at giantcomm.net and become simply connected. Skyview Equipment in Hiawatha and St. Joe, your New Holland, Gravely, and Bad Boy dealer. By Cook & Company of Seneca and Hiawatha, currently looking for talented individuals to join their team. Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha. Jackson Farmers, with locations in Effingham, Lancaster, and Holton. By Atchison and Sabetha Auto Parts, your hometown Napa stores. Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson, and staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Holton. By Sabetha Greenhouse, your garden pavilion with plants, flowers, pottery, and more. Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, call Matt and Terry at 362-TIRE in Holton. The Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Locally owned and operated for 120 years. By Jade Millwright for quality grain handling systems built from the ground up. And the home team agents with SBS Insurance. Visit SBSinc.com. State Track coverage from Wichita on KNZA and MSCSports.net.
Kansas High School State Track and Field coverage from Wichita on MSC Sports and KNZA. Proudly brought to you by Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food and good experienced people. L&L Construction. The folks in the red trucks. Doctors Alex Gilland and Samantha Reschick at Holton Dental. Helena Agra Enterprises. Give your crop a boost with Coron. HelenaAgra.com. By McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. I'm loving it. MCON, a full-service construction and underground utility company in Wafina.
by Sailor Insurance Service in Sevetha and Seneca. Online at sailorinsurance.com. Body, Heart, and Soul in Topeka. Your one-stop wellness shop for red light, massage, infrared sauna, Pilates, and more. Book online at bodyheartandsoul.com. By Midwest Ready Mix for state-approved concrete in Hiawatha and Sevetha. TexRx, your hometown pharmacy and home care. By the Farmers State Bank in Holton. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC. Rainbow Communications. Community first. Creating connections. Online at rainbowtel.net. By Winchester Meat Processing. For wild game or custom processing, we're a cut above. Time TS Trucking of Sevetha. Check out their employment driving packages. By Crystal Bontrager with Aflac. Serving Northeast Kansas, where they've got you under their wing. 785-991-1041. By Grants Repair. For tractor repair, John Deere mowers, plus gun and security safes just west of Wathena. The First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Seneca, Corning, Lenexa, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. By Sevetha Community Hospital and Sevetha Family Practice. And by Nextech. Protecting your business like a champion. State track coverage in Wichita. Continue on KNZA and MSCSports.net.
Get after it, B-10. Let's
that
go.
Me. That wasn't me. That was the song.
We're back here on the State Track and Field wrap-up show across the MSC Radio Network. Brandon Tabman next to me and Joseph
there.
Kerr over at Care Country making all this possible. I'm Jake, and what a great last 48 hours, and it's coming to a close, B-10. Plenty of athletes from our area. Showing up, showing out, and having a great end to some of their high school careers, but at least end of this sports calendar season.
Well, just a quick update again. Yeah, we had the north of 2-hour rain delay, or not even necessarily a rain delay, but a lightning delay down at Wichita, again, just right around the 5 o'clock hour, and then things got back up and running about 20 or so minutes ago. Again, they have completed the 800-meter run, so we are now on to the 200-meter dash finals. A couple of eyes we're keeping on there, and then the 4x4 after that. So that's going to be the final events on the track part of it. Again, we were still, and we'll double-check this as we go along here, but there was still an event, 4A boys triple jump and Atchison Phoenix competing in that, and then the 3A girls javelin was one of those late events that had got paused with the weather as well. So there's really not a lot left.
No.
I mean, if you think about it.
This could have been, they were so far ahead of schedule.
Oh, it was incredible. And tip of the cap
to
Keisha, they were pretty much right on schedule yesterday. They didn't really fall behind. You know, I say that. I think the field events are a little bit different.
Yeah.
I'm honestly more concerned about what's going on the track.
Yeah.
Not so much the field. You know, I know the field events tend to take
longer.
You're going to take longer with those events, but how crisp can you keep the line moving when you get on the track? And today, it did not take them long. They were 45 minutes ahead of schedule, but also I think they were anticipating maybe the weather becoming a factor.
Sure.
So I think they put that heavy emphasis on, we got to go, we got to go, we got to go, we got to go, because of potential weather. They've obviously hit it, gotten through a delay. We're back at it. The backstretch is coming in. We had talked about Jackson Heights and Kyson Prophet, who won the 100 and was part of the 4x1 team that won state, and now all of a sudden he's about to come up here in the 200, so we'll keep an eye on that. But yeah, I mean, there's really not a lot left, and we've had a ton of athletes for the most part come and go, but still waiting on a couple here down the stretch.
And BTAV's going to break down some of our local schools and the students and stuff like that that we're not able to be on due for interviews. Again, Crennan Prophet doing a great job for us down there in Wichita, getting as many athletes as he can throughout this state tournament facility. And this one is special not only to him, and it's great. You know, you kind of led into it a little bit. Let's go ahead and play Kyson's here, because he won the 100-meter Yes, we have field events. I just got a comment coming in on the Facebook feed. Yes, yep, ACCHS. We know we've got some field events still coming up for boys javelin and a girl in triple jump. Absolutely. Thank you, Mindy, for that as well. Yep, we're going to be giving all those updates as they come through because of the delay. But as I was mentioning, Kyson Prophet won the 2A state championship in the 100-meter hurdles, B-TAD.
Dash.
Not, what did I say, hurdles?
You said hurdles.
I'm sorry.
All right,
thank you.
It's all right.
Appreciate
it. For the listeners.
And this is not only a school record, my man, but it's also...
It's the meet record.
The meet record for the senior from Jackson Heights, and the little tag that was on his email with the interview, it says...
Oh, boy.
I've been waiting to send this one to you guys for 4 years. Let's listen to KP. He gets to interview his younger brother, who's a state champion in the 100-meter dash.
Quinton Prophet here with Kyson Prophet down here at Cessna Stadium, Wichita, Kansas. The winner of Class 2A, the 100-meter dash, coming in at a time at 10:75, setting the new state record. Now, before I give it to him, I got to say this. There was a promise that was 4 years ago that was told down this little brother saying, I will interview at state track when you become a champion. And not only is he a champion, but he's a champion with a record. So, again, real quick, what are your emotions coming around for that?
I'm shocked. I can't believe it, especially after working for 4 years, doing all the meets that I've done up to here, especially the recent year semen relays, and the recent year at state getting second. I was even more driven to go get it, and I mean, God be praised that I finally got it. God be glorified. I'm so happy that I finally got it, and I can't believe that I'm standing here now.
Well, you've put in a lot of work over the off season. You've done a lot of track stuff. What is that kind of attributed here to this moment?
It's attributed a lot. I thank my coaches from Jackson Heights, but my coaches from Hot Seat, from Irie Blitz. I mean, I wouldn't be here if I didn't get the coaching that I got and outsource and look just to get better at track. And I mean, God be praised that I finally am standing here now and having gotten first place.
Well, I know your plans. What are your plans going in after this? What are you doing over the summer and then going into your collegiate career?
So going on this summer, I plan to go to Nike, Oregon in the middle of June, hopefully to compete on a very high-level competitive area and scene. After that, I plan to go to Fort Scott and run at places like Texas Tech for at least a year or two, and then hopefully transfer out to Pitt State from them.
Well, brother, I love you, and I'm proud of you. Good job.
Thank you, brother. I love you, too.
That was Kyson Prophet, the Class 2A winner of the 100-meter dash with a time of 10:75 to get the new record, beating the previous one set last year at 10:78.
You know, Crinden really enjoyed that.
Yeah, yes,
that was
he did.
That was a lot of fun. That was the first time I had heard that interview with Kyson, and you know, shout out Kyson because he's helped us, you know, here at MSC with the Cobra Channel, and I've done some basketball games with Kyson behind the camera for the Cobra Channel. He's a hard worker, and you know, even the last couple of years being down in Wichita and seeing it up close and personal myself, and he'd been knocking on the door so many the last 2 years, just being close, and you know, that was the ultimate goal, was to win that gold medal. And he, you know, and Crinden would talk to me even before the spring sports season started about Kyson's mentality, and you know, he's going to get gold this year. Like there's no ifs, ands, or buts. And he set a lot of records in the process and has won a lot of meets in the process, and as he mentioned, he's going to continue his running career at Fort Scott Community College. They have built a really good track program at Fort Scott Community College. It's only been on, I think, 5 or 6 years now, so it's just kind of fresh into the fold, but I believe they're a nationally ranked team, or at least kind of been in that consistent, you know, top 25 amongst that level of collegiate running. So I'm happy for him as well, man, because, yeah, he's done some stuff for us, and I've seen it up close and personal, the work that he's put in, and that's obviously was the ultimate goal for him, was that 100-meter dash championship. But we're also waiting for the live results here of him to run the 200.
Yeah, so and as soon as we get that, we will pass it along.
We will see if that is if he can get that at least third gold medal, obviously with the 100 and then the 4x1. And now obviously he is on the track right now as we speak, getting ready to dart in the 200-meter dash, which, again, he had the second fastest prelim time. So expect him to have another really good opportunity. But, yeah, cool interview with Crinden and Kyson there. And Jackson Heights, another one of those NEKL schools that has a pretty good showing here this weekend. Chesney Cochran in the javelin, a ninth place finish. Obviously very good multi-sport athlete. Brent Shoup was there in the long jump. Anna Shireling was there in the pole vault. You had a Sawyer Shoup who competed in the 400-meter dash, didn't make the finals, but Austin Zeller, another kid who was part of that relay team, he was in there for the 100-meter dash. He just barely missed the qualifying time for the finals. So very good athletes for Jackson Heights, and again, still one more to come here with obviously Kyson in the 200, which we're waiting to see those results come in.
I just got that in. He won it with a 21.57.
21.57, is that what you just said?
Yeah, 21.57 on the
200. Wait a minute. His prelim time was 22.46. Well, and you said his final time was what?
21.57. So
you need to get some kind of like blazing fast sound to play when we start naming off some of these just scorching times. So we're sitting here learning that after hearing Kyson after winning the 100, it appears he has won the 200-meter dash as well. So
congratulations to Kyson Prophet, Jackson Heights, as part of the 4x100 and 100-meter dash champion, state champion, and then now the 200 as well with a scorching time, 21.57. All right, yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna move on to the Big East, but where do you want to go?
I was gonna just rattle off a few. We were still in the Northeast Kansas League.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna rattle off a few of these schools who had some participants still this weekend that have competed. Atchison County, Ben Hankey in the triple jump. I believe the school record holder broke that this year, and he finished in fifth place in the triple jump in 2A this weekend. They also had James Gaddis in the high jump. They also had Max Bodaroff in the 400-meter dash. He didn't make the finals, but he was there competing. Houston Schletzbaum, really good wrestler, in the shot put. He had a ninth-place finish. Ava Hankey in the 100-meter hurdles did not qualify for the finals. They also had Addison Potts, who was in the triple jump, but that was one of those ones I think we were still waiting on in the later events. So that's a little bit about Atchison County, what they have done to this point. Horton, the Chargers, had a few entries in this weekend. Ben Selland and Austin Garrison were both qualified in the discus and the shot put events. Austin actually went fourth place in the shot put in 2A, a mark of 48 feet, 7.50 inches, and then he went ninth place in the discus, Selland, in both events, finishing in 15th place there. And they also had Kara Covers up, an all-league basketball player. She was there in the shot put, 10th place finish for her in that event. So the Horton Chargers having a few bodies down there in Wichita as well. We've talked Jackson Heights. We've talked Jefferson County North. How about Morehill Mounts Academy, the Ravens? Had some good representation, another really good multi-sport athlete, and you've talked about her numerous times, I'm sure, on the scoreboard show in the day, Capri Keckner.
Yep.
Very good athlete. She was down there competing in three separate events, did not qualify for the finals in either the 100 or the 200, but she did place sixth in the 400-meter dash, so congrats to Capri and a top-six finish there. A lot of accolades for her, certainly, during her high school career. Amari Shepard was a two-way fifth-place finisher in the high jump. He cleared 6'2". They also had Zayden Harper there in the high jump. He went 5'10 for 16th place. And their boys, 4x8 team, also a seventh-place finish. So, again, Morehill Mounts Academy. McLeod had two runners this weekend, Bo Harsh in the 110-meter hurdles, and Ava Bettsworth in the 400-meter dash, both competing yesterday, both not making it qualifying for the finals. Oskaloosa had their girls 4x8 team there. They finished in 13th place, and their lone individual was Hallie Wright, who was in the triple jump. She had a 14th place finish. I believe she was part of that 4x8 team as well that went 13th place. Pleasant Ridge, they had two jumpers, Nate Layton, 8th place in the high jump in 3A, and Cooper Potter in the triple jump. He went 17th place. A couple P Ridge Rams who were down there as well, and I'm thinking, am I missing Troy? How about Troy? Let's go to Troy. Lane Hartman in the high jump, 10th place. Henry Geiger went 7th place. This is in the 1A class, 7th place in the javelin. Ella Grable, she was an athlete of the week early on for us in the spring season, 13th place in the 3200. They also had Lena Wiedmer, 300-meter hurdle event. She did not qualify for the finals, but again, there and competing. Valley Falls had a few kids there. Flint Seymour, 11th place in the 300-meter hurdles. So, again, that time not qualifying for the final nine. And then they also had Kadrin Strickler in the high jump. She finished 14th place there. So, just running through kind of the other Northeast Kansas League teams and who was there and who was participating and just some of the finishes from that side of it.
I think you got them all down, man. Well done. Okay. Well done.
Well, just trying to balance.
I even pulled up.
We're doing this on the fly. I promise everybody we're going to get everybody mentioned.
Yeah.
We're going through it. It just may not be in a particular order, so
yeah.
We apologize in that aspect. If you're hoping in the next couple minutes to hear something, I can't promise you
yeah.
it's going to be exactly what
we're
you're waiting
everything.
For.
We're covering
We're going to get to it. We're mixing in all these interviews. Again, thanks to Crendon, of course, Joseph down at Care Country, keeping us on the air as well. But, yeah, Northeast Kansas League, again, very well represented, and obviously all these results available on our website.
Got four more interviews for us to get through. I want to go to the Big East League now, if you don't mind.
Where are we going?
We're going to go to 3A Girls Open 400 as a silver medal
Tigers.
Was taken by, yes, one of them, Jeff West Tigers. And I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, Jeff West representing the Big East in the 3A classification. And one of the more, how am I going to phrase this? Going back to basketball, I guess, but
yeah,
there's not a lot of freshmen that step in multi-sports varsity level their first year in high school and
have an impact
quite like Brindley Kuntz did
yeah.
with Jefferson West
yeah.
and you know I go all the way back to basketball, and she was an athlete of the week I think the first 2 weeks of the basketball season, I think through like their first four games, so her first four like varsity basketball games she was averaging
30?
Something like 30 some points, 11 steals, 7 assists, and like 5 boards a game through like obviously those numbers didn't quite hold. It kind of came back to earth a little bit, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like a very talented freshman who has now got a gold medal in the 800 and a bronze medal in the 400.
And you're talking about basketball. You're on the Facebook live feed. I'm pointing.
Why are you pointing
up? I'm pointing at the game ball that's back there on the camera. I'm right below it.
She was
a game ball winner.
She was a game ball winner. Okay.
Well, but yeah, you mentioned Brindley Kuntz taking home some hardware from Cessna Stadium. And Crendon Prophet caught up with her after her second place finish in the Open 400.
Crendon Prophet here with Brindley Kuntz from Jefferson West, a freshman who gets second in Class 3A 400 with a time of 57.77. Real quick, again, you're a freshman. It's your first year doing track. You know, what is the levels of excitement right now or exhaust right now here in the emotions of getting that medal?
It is very crazy. There's a lot of people here, and I've never ran in front of this many people. And as you said, I'm a freshman, so it was very nerve-wracking for sure.
So you mentioned that kind of being nerve-wracking. Also, you kind of mentioned to me before this that this is only like the fourth, fifth time you're in a 400. So mentally, how did you, one, prepare yourself to this point and get ready for this 400?
I have a ton of confidence, and knowing that I can run is very big on that. And, it's just a lot of fun.
You do a lot of sports throughout the year, also a lot of club things over the summer, basketball as well as soccer. Are you excited for any of that over the summer? And then also upcoming your sophomore, junior, and senior years to come.
Yeah, I am very excited. I love soccer and basketball. Track is definitely my third sport. I don't love it, but I am very fast. So, yeah, I'm very, very excited for summer to come and to keep training for my next 3 years of high school.
Did anyone look at you and say you're pretty fast, you should probably go run?
My dad ran track at Clemson. He was a decathlete, so he just put me in track, and I couldn't really say no. So,
all right, shout out to Dad. All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That was Brindley Kuntz from Jefferson West, the Class 3A second place medal for the 10-57-77.
My dad ran track at Clemson.
Yeah, Ryan Kuntz. Shout out to Ryan, Clemson University. Yeah, he was.
She goes, track's not my favorite sport, but I'm fast.
But I'm fast. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad. Wow, what pedigree.
Yeah, no doubt.
But congratulations to her, man. I mean, obviously only a freshman, and I would expect, you know, she mentioned soccer, but obviously basketball, very good in basketball, and now obviously taking home a gold medal in her first year at state track. So, that's a big ups to that tiger over there. That's a pretty good tiger that Jeff West has brewing over the next couple of years, no doubt about it, but... obviously, Jeff West had a few more participants in the field this weekend, and another one of those tremendous multi-sport athletes. How about a kid that's going to play football at Pitt State, Osiris Unruh, in the discus and the shot put this weekend, and maybe not up to his standards, but Osiris, 11th place in the discus, 12th in the shot put, and they also had Jason Payne there, another really good tall athlete, good basketball player. He was there in the long jump and the triple jump. Jason going 17th in the long jump. He took 10th place in the triple jump. And then they had both boys, a couple of relay teams on the boys' side. Jeff West said their 4x1 and their 4x4 teams there, but not qualifying for the finals in that event. But obviously, Brindley Coons kind of taking the charge up top of the Jeff West headlines with that gold medal in the 800 and also a bronze medal in the 400-meter dash.
Big ups to her. I forgot my mic was off. Sorry.
I did that to you a couple of times for baseball and softball the last couple of weeks. So.
A little bit of an update right now from Wichita, and we'll probably see if we can get Crendon on the line, but it has turned into a lightning show
again. Well, we got a couple events in, and
yep.
It looks like they've had to pour it back out.
And it started to rain down there as well, which not as much of a concern, but lightning has entered the area once again down in Wichita. And so there is another delay, and they said the next announcement won't be until 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, boy.
So looking at a 35-minute delay. We'll try and get Crendon on the phone here in just a few minutes from now.
Yeah, he may give us a little more of a
detailed update.
Better idea of what's going on.
But while we're going to wait to do that, more Big East League, from the state track and field state tournament. I know, obviously, we just talked about Jeff West specifically. We talked Roll Valley earlier. We talked about the Holton State champion that they had in the boys' pole vault and Pearson Ciphers. What else was shaken up from the Big East League down there here at the state tournament?
Yeah, let's scroll down a little bit. We've talked about Perry LeCompton. Rossville still had a few that were in these later events. They're being hampered by the weather, like Landon Lewis and Andre Johnson in the javelin. Riley Dick, very good basketball player.
Yeah.
Again, she was in the 100-meter hurdle. She did not qualify for the finals, but they're competing. Eden Thompson was there in the discus. He finished in eighth place, and then they also had Charles Chance, fifth place in the two-way shot put. So that's kind of where Rossville was at, and still waiting on a couple of javelin throwers. And then Lenny Lewis, another one to mention, in the javelin for Rossville. She was a 14th place finisher in that event. We talked about Royal Valley a little bit, of course. We acknowledged Bowen Bryan, his triple jump championship, and Landon Gilbert in the 110-meter hurdle finals. We heard from Xander Harding, who placed second in the pole vault. So, again, Royal Valley had a nice weekend. Sabetha, one we haven't really dove into much yet. Sabetha, another one of those schools that has just plethora of athletes. Will Voos, let's start with him. He was in events this weekend. Didn't qualify for the finals in the 100-meter dash, but he took 7th place in the long jump and 6th place in the triple jump in the 3A class. They had Charlie Luker, very good long-distance runner. He was there in the 1600. He finished in 8th place in that event, just north of 4:33 on his time. Jack Frazee was there, didn't qualify for the finals in the 300-meter hurdles. His prelim time, 43.61. Holden Edelman was there for 3 events, the discus, the javelin, and the shot put. He goes 9th in the discus, 10th in the shot put, and 13th in the javelin. They also had Jackson Jacobs, who was a 16th place finisher in the pole vault. And then Macy Drahota, who's a good highlight here for the Blue Jays. Macy Drahota, the bronze medal in the 3A 800-meter run, 2 minutes, 21.49 seconds. So Sabetha getting a bronze medal from Macy Drahota in Class 3A. They also had a 9th-place finish by their boys' 4x1 team, a 3rd-place finish by their boys' 4x8 team, and a 12th-place finish by their girls' 4x8 team as well.
All right. So that's a good update from some other Big East.
Well, we still got a couple more. Are we going to go through?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Break it up.
Okay. No, no, no. We keep on rolling through here. I think.
All right, we got
knock out Big
out,
East.
Right?
Yeah, we're hanging out.
Silver Lake. They have a lot of bodies.
And not only bodies at state track. Give a little bit of love here. We mentioned Rossville. Should have said something about
these kids were in the state baseball
exactly
tournament this
what
week,
I was
and now
say.
They're down there at state track.
Yeah, Rossville got 3rd in state baseball and. Jeff West, them Tigers, they got 3rd in the softball.
Silver Lake softball.
Silver Lake softball wins the title today, earlier today. Yesterday, the boys took 2nd. Man.
Yeah, Silver Lake's had a really good year, and obviously a lot of kids competing. Joel Miller, who are still waiting on the, I believe he, I'll have to double check. His run in the 200 was right kind of on the cusp when that next weather delay hit, so I'll check that here in a moment. But Joel Miller was in both the 200 and 400 meter finals. He took 7th in the 400 meter finals, still waiting on his time. He did have the 2nd best prelim time, by the way, in the 200 meters, so that was one we were still waiting to see come through. Allie Gerber was in a couple events for Silver Lake. She took fourth in the 400-meter dash, also 17th in the triple jump. Kaylee Kruger, sixth place in the discus. They also had Riley Alonzo, who went 10th place in the discus as well. Journey Manhart went 10th place in the high jump. Owen Rottinghaus, a ninth place finish in the long jump. Of course, Silver Lake, this is Class 3A. But their relay teams are really have what shined to this point. Do want to mention Addie Just, the seventh place in the long jump as well. But their girls 4x1 team won the gold medal, 49.92 seconds. And then their boys 4x1 team took silver as they went 43.14 seconds. So, again, Silver Lake really kind of leaning on the shoulders of the relay teams that have had a couple of top medals here this weekend.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Let's get a quick little break from Big East, and let's get a quick check-in, if you don't mind, down in Wichita.
Wait, who's here?
We got KP on the line with us down at Cessna Stadium. You have to leave the stadium again this time? I said, do you have to leave the stadium again this time?
Oh, yeah, it's a full evacuation again. They said it's postponement until 9 o'clock. They'll make their next announcement. It's full dark skies. This is completely different than the last postponement. There is lightning over us right now. It's a light show. Thankfully, my brother was able to get in his 200, dropped his best time, 1:57, but unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of athletes that are still trying to get finished here today.
Still trying to get finished. You mentioned the lightning. It looks like just north of you guys, there is a severe thunderstorm warning right now. And so, again, safety of not only the athletes, but, you know, all the people that are there as well. So you guys are having to go out of the stadium right now. Next announcement at 9 o'clock. You know, if radar shows anything to me, KP, then it shows me that it's going to be a little bit after 9 before these storms even consider rolling through. You know, I would just ask, I don't expect you to know the answer, but the expectation is to still try and get this in tonight no matter what?
Well, by the way they were kind of talking, there is definitely the chance of getting in running events, but when you kind of talk about field events like javelin, that becomes a different topic because obviously it's a little harder to do measurements. Even though they do have field lights for javelin and other things, they probably don't expect to be pitch black. So it really is a toss-up on what they might do with that going forward.
Okay. Well, that'll be something that'll, if you're able to, you know, see if you can work your media magic to get any kind of information on that and pass it along, that would be great. But it sounds like, yeah, at least for the next half an hour, everything is at a standstill once again at Cessna Stadium. Once that next announcement comes out, I'm sure you'll let us know about that, maybe give us another call if we're still on the air by then, but you'll at least give us that update.
Yep, I'll definitely try to.
All right. Anything for KP there, B-Ted?
What's up, dog?
Other than casual conversation.
I saw him flexing earlier. Just thought I'd say I was a little impressed, but not too impressed.
Okay.
What was he impressed with?
He was kind of impressed, but not really impressed with your flexing at the camera. So
he better watch his mouth.
So
better watch it.
On that note,
up on Crendon, we'll KP,
later.
We
appreciate you. Stay safe down there, and we look forward to another update from you soon.
All right.
Yeah, appreciate it. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, he's still on the line.
All right, Grid and Profit down in Wichita.
Just jealous.
And so we're in another standstill till at least 9 o'clock. But again, if radar serves anything of a potential of what that looks like, it'll be well past 9 o'clock before they're able to get started again down in Wichita. So
real quick, it looks like they have at least completed the 200-meter dash events, which means they are left with the 4x4.
Which 4x4 for the track event.
That is the last event on the track.
On the track, and then again, still some javelin and some jumping events.
That's girls and boys, all classes.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, still the couple ones that might have still been out there. Again, the 3A girls javelin, 4A boys triple jump as well. We were keeping an eye on those ones that I think are still hampered. But he mentioned, you know, the difference with weather in this kind of scenario with navigating the field events compared to the track events.
Yeah.
that it might be a little bit easier to ultimately finish track.
Right.
Maybe the field events might be a little bit more of an issue.
So we'll wait on some confirmation on that. I just got an update that the earliest that they will start is 9:15. So at minimum, a 45-minute delay.
Goodness.
In effect, down at Cessna Stadium. All right, we were in the middle of the Big East kind of wrap-up portion here. We will, you know, we said we were kind of jumping around a little bit. We're a little bit more on a track now, so the Twin Valley League will be what we wrap this show up with.
We got a few more Big East to kind of run through here.
Right.
Too.
We have three more TVL interviews that we'll get to and then wrap everything up with a TVL, but we're in the middle of the Big East right now. B-10, so go right ahead.
Hiawatha had a couple of entries in this weekend. Gus Smith, the 110-meter hurdles, an 11th place finish. Again, his time did not qualify for the finals, but either way, they're competing. And then Polly Rocky, very good distance runner for the Redhawks. She finished in 9th place. That was in the 1600-meter run in Class 3A. Well, we mentioned it a couple of times. Holton's Pearson Cyphers, the gold medal in the pole vault, clearing 14 feet. So certainly the top notch for the Wildcats in Class 3A. Colden Peak was there in the high jump. He finished in 10th place. Sophia Goomby in the 3,200-meter run. She placed 10th. Abby Schuster in the discus, a 13th place finish. We were still waiting on Marley Gilliland in the javelin. That was one of those events believed to be hampered by the weather. So awaiting a result from that. Alexa Warner in the pole vault, actually a 5th place finish. She goes 9-6. Alexa Warner does in the pole vault, so a 5th place finish for the Wildcats there. And then Becca Lassie in the shot put, just over 38 feet with her mark. That was good for a 6th place finish there. And Holton also had their boys 4x1 and 4x8 teams there. The 4x8 squad finished 9th. 4x1 team did not qualify for the finals. And the 4x8 team for the girls on the Holton side, a 15th place finish in that event. Continuing on, let's see, rolling through some of the Big East squads here. I think we've gone through about most. We talked Jeff West a little bit. How about Nemaha Central? Let's go to the Thunder. We need to talk about them. Mason Shulions for Nemaha Central, the silver medalist in 3A triple jump. He just cleared 44 feet and a half inch. That was his mark for that silver medal in the triple jump. They also got Meg Honeyman, who was down there. She finished 6th place in the long jump, and she made the finals in the 100-meter dash. Her finals time, 12.82 seconds. That was good for 7th place in the 3A classification. Connor Leager, 18th in the 400-meter dash. They also had Cora Langill running in the long-distance events. Cora finishing 15th in the 3,200, 17th in the 1,600, and then also Courtney Stahlbomber, a 16th place finish in the triple jump as well for Nemaha Central. Riley County, of course, representing the Big East. They did have a state champion. That was the 3A triple jump champ. That was Sarah Effiong of Riley County. So another Big East member with a gold medal there. We talked about Rossville, Royal Valley, Sabetha, Silver Lake, of course. The other was St. Mary's, I guess. We haven't mentioned the Bears quite yet, so they had some participants down there. Makai Ketter, a ninth place finish, excuse me, in the triple jump. They had a 12th place finish from William Wingerder in the 300-meter hurdles. Corleon Holes went 15th place with his time in the 100-meter dash, so didn't make it out of the prelims. Reagan Gideon was also there, awaiting her mark in the triple jump. Jolina Wingerder was an athlete of the week of ours a while back. Very good short distance runner. Ninth place in the 100-meter dash. 10th place in the 400-meter dash. Also 13th place for her in the long jump. Hallie Kincaid, 16th in the hurdles. That was 300 for St. Mary's. And then Kimber Carlson, 16th place in the high jump as well.
All right, so that wraps up the Big East League. Well done.
For the most part, yeah.
Well done, my man.
For the
yeah.
most part, yeah.
Still two events, field events left, and then one running event left. A couple things. One thing that's a clarification, and one of them that's an announcement. I just got off the phone with the KSHSAA, and I had said it's the largest outdoor track event in the country. It is the largest two-day outdoor track event in the country. Iowa.
Track yourself a little bit.
Yep. Iowa is a 3-day and it is larger than Kansas's, but it's a 3-day compared to Kansas. And then second thing is that yes, the event is on a delay right now until at least 9:15. However, it is all intents and purposes, no matter what time resumption will happen, it is expected to get completed tonight. So even
all of it.
All of it. Okay. So even if there is a lengthy delay here, the expectation, because the athletes are there, everybody's already there, they do not want to push this back to, say, tomorrow or Monday to get these last few events completed. And so it is the expectation. Not a definite, obviously. You know, if it's lightning and thunderstorming for the next four hours.
Do everything they can to get this done.
Correct. And so, again, I mean, big ups and big applause for the way they've handled this track event thus far. No doubt about it. They've done everything that they can. You just cannot control Mother Nature, and no doubt, and the safety of everybody involved is the top priority for that. So just a couple updates for you. Again, this show will be wrapped up, unfortunately, before
these events
will be over. But that just means you can go to mscsports.net later on tomorrow.
We'll have all the results will get put up as they come in. We won't be live on the air here because, again, with all the pushback and where we're sitting, it's you know, we were trying to be done with the show, you know, before the time they're saying they're about to pick things back up.
Correct.
So, yeah, that'll be the best way to go. We'll go through again, just kind of where things are at, keep you up to date. We got a few more interviews of some athletes. We'll walk through the rest of the TBL. So we still got a lot of results to talk about and go through. But obviously, it will not be 100% complete by the time we get off the air here. But once everything is complete, that story on the website that has all the running results will be fully updated. Everything, there will be no more blanks. Everybody will have something on there. We'll put the team standings and kind of the scores on there as well for those higher ranked teams as well. So it'll all get up there. But again, Mother Nature, you gotta wait, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta deal, and right now we're dealing.
All right, so we've talked NEKL, we've talked Big East, we will talk Atchison in
Phoenix. You want to mention the Phoenix out there?
Let's go ahead and go to Atchison now before we transition to the final coverage for the NEK or for the Twin Valley League, excuse me, and we've got three more interviews from the TVL to get through, but give me those Phoenix and what they're doing in the 4A class.
Our only squad competing in the 4A classification down in Wichita. Now we were still waiting for one of the three because Leighton Boldridge was in one of those late field events. He was in the triple jump, so that is one we do not know yet. Leighton, a kid that I believe the story behind that was breaking the school record in the triple jump this year that was previously held by his pops,
I believe,
the story of that. But hadn't been doing track long, really good athlete, just picked it up, I think, a year or two ago, and now he's competing here at the state meet, so shows the athleticism and talent there for Leighton, but we were still waiting on him in the triple jump. Isaiah Cormode in the 110-meter hurdles, he had the seventh-best prelim time, so he qualified for the finals, improves on that time, and takes home a fourth-place finish in the 4A 110-meter hurdles.
Nice.
So a good job by Isaiah there. And then Octavia Burnett, who an elite wrestler.
Yep.
She was there for the 100-meter hurdle event. She did not qualify for the finals. She had the 13th-best time, just north of 17 seconds. But we were still waiting on Leighton Boldridge, again in the 4A triple jump, which is one of those last events being hampered right now by Mother Nature.
There's your Atchison Phoenix update as well. Let's transition now to the Twin Valley League. We've talked a lot about some of these schools already.
We've talked Centralia, and I'm sure we'll mention them again. You know, Clifton Clyde girls were sitting in a good spot in the team standings. Frankfurt had a nice week. We've talked about Tessa Parthamer. Hanover again's having a pretty good weekend as well. They should finish probably top six, seven-ish or so, probably in the team standings. Who we miss in here? If you do that one more time, I'm going to do nothing.
For those that don't know, I was doing the 6-7 thing to the camera. We've talked Donovan West.
Talk Lil D West, that's right.
Lynn. How about Valley Heights? Anybody from Valley Heights?
Yeah, let's go to Valley Heights, the old Mustangs. Let's see, they had a few bodies here this weekend. Let's see, their top finish for Valley Heights, that was a sixth-place finish from Isabella Smith in the shot put, 36 feet, 6.75 inches. So that is the top Valley Heights Mustang finish right now. They also got a seventh-place finish from Clara McIntyre in the 300-meter hurdle finals. Let's see, Aiden Unruh, 10th in the pole vault. Langston Gray, 13th and 15th place, respectively, in the 1600 and 800-meter events. They also had Emma Waters, 18th in the 1600. Mia Vermetten, 16th in the 800. And then they also had their girls 4x18 that finished in 13th place as well. But Isabella Smith in the shot put for Valley Heights, a 6th place finish in Class 2A.
All right. So that's for the Mustangs. Now we've got one more interview before we wrap up Onega specifically. And Lily Weiser, she finished first, a state champion in the Class 1A pole vault.
Crittenden Prophet here with senior from Onega High School. It's Lily Weiser who won the Class 1A pole vault at a jump of 11 foot, decorated with all other kind of medals. Also here from State Track and Field down here at Sesame Stadium. Real quick, what were the reactions there being able to get that gold for the second year in a row?
Well, it was really tough. It was really warm, so all of our poles were bending tremendously. So I got on a pole that I'd never jumped on before, and I was super scared. And getting over that 10 foot bar and clearing that mental hurdle and then just keeping on going is hard as I could was intense and amazing, and I love competing with all the girls that I've met from previous years, and winning a back-to-back state title has been a dream, so it was amazing.
I know you were doing long jump and pole vault at the same time. Kind of how did that affect that pole vault?
My legs were definitely tired, and once I found out that I had medaled in long jump, I kind of decided to scratch the rest so I could focus on getting that state record, which I was just inches away from.
Upcoming at Benedictine College, going for track and field, kind of what are you excited for moving on?
I'm excited to have a big team, a supportive team, and to celebrate the Lord all together, and I'm excited to continue moving up in my track and field dreams.
How do you feel just about the last 4 years of high school? I mean, what's kind of something that you can kind of say here to wrap it all up?
It's so sad that it's over. I can't believe that it's been 4 years, and coming to state all 4 years has just been an amazing experience, and I wouldn't want to have done it with anyone but my team.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Lily Weiser joining us there, and Crittenden Prophet down at Wichita. It was a good weekend for the Buffalo, as Jake mentioned right into that, first place and a gold medal in the pole vault, clearing 11 feet, and then also joining her teammate Emerson Fordham, who we heard from earlier in the show, who won the gold medal in the shot put. But again, Lily, outside of her gold medal in the pole vault, she took 4th in the triple jump, 4th in the high jump, and 7th in the long jump.
All right, we've talked about every school throughout the Twin Valley League. Now we are down to our final interview as well. It's for the Lone Area team that has a chance to win the state championship as well as a team. And not only for the first time, B-10.
Not only for the second time.
Right. Or third?
It would be the fourth consecutive 1A boys title for Axtell. And again, last checked, which we haven't seen a lot from the last rain delay, weather delay to the current weather delay. There hasn't been many events between those two, so
no.
Nothing has changed really in regards to the standings. Axtell is still in a nice little comfortable position atop the 1A mark. So again, I don't even know if it may not even be possible for them to lose it at this point.
Sure.
But I would have to do a little bit more research to find out those numbers, but they're sitting in a good spot, we'll say that.
No doubt about it. Landon Schmitz, KP, caught up with him after he won the 1A 110-meter hurdle earlier this day. And, yeah, three-time state champion from Axtell.
Crittenden Prophet here with Landon Schmitz from Axtell, the boys' Class 1A 110 hurdles champion. Real quick, what are the emotions after winning the 110 hurdles?
This just shows all the hard work I've put in, and our coaches have pushed us through practice, and it just feels great to see the outcome.
I know you got a great teammate sitting right behind you, Wyatt Detweiler. He got third, and then you got a 4x1 team coming up. What's the mindset going into that 4x1?
Run fast, be the fastest, and finish across the finish line.
Well, you talk about fast. You nearly beat the guy in second by a whole second. What's been that? You know, what's been the main thing that's improved you over these years coming into your senior year?
Main thing our coaches have been pushing me is just snap that trail, get down to the ground fast as you can.
Over the summer, you're going to be competing at the Shrine Bowl. Are you kind of excited for that, and what are some expectations?
Oh, yeah, I'm really pumped for it. I'm ready to play with all the opponents that I've played against my whole high school career and play with them as a team. I can't wait.
Next year, you're going to be running at Fort Hays. What are the expectations for being able to run at that next level?
I'm just going to try to push my hardest, do my best, and hopefully eventually become a champion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Landon Schmitz from Axtell, the boys' Class 1A 110 hurdles champion, a time of 14:51.
And maybe somebody from Axtell can explain this to us at some point.
Okay.
And you might have the hookup on this more so than me.
Maybe.
So we just heard from Landon Schmitz, who just won his third consecutive 110-meter hurdle title in 1A.
Okay.
He was going, I believe, for three in a row in the 300-meter hurdles. So he got DQ'd in his prelim run. So I was just curious. We talked about it a little bit because I sent you a text message right after I saw it. I said, Landon Schmidt just got DQ'd in the what? Like, bunch of question marks. I was like, what just happened? And the explanation was stepped over the hurdle.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
And I texted you. I was like, wait, aren't you supposed to step over the hurdle? So obviously, again, this goes beyond my knowledge of track and field. But that was the explanation that was given to me. So
I sent out a feeler.
Okay,
and,
I'm just curious. I don't want to throw out anybody's negative
correct
info here, but we were talking about it, and I was curious about it because, again,
it's unfortunate
for him because his prelim time would have won the finals.
Yeah.
Actually would have destroyed it.
Yeah.
His prelim time was by far and away number one.
Right.
But he had the old DQ next to his name. So, we're just talking out loud. Landon Schmidt, so he wins his third straight 110-meter hurdles. He was going for three straight, I believe, in the 300-meter hurdles. But again, yeah, just an unfortunate set of circumstances, I guess. He took a DQ there. But he also, one of the last events before this last rain delay was the 200-meter. We were talking about it. He goes fifth place in the 200. And he actually shaved half a tenth of a second off of his finals time compared to his prelim time, and he actually dropped. He had a better prelim time. Or he had a better finals time than his prelim time, yet he dropped down compared to the prelims, which...
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's just something worth noting, I guess. But
yeah.
So he closed out his individual side of it with a fifth-place finish in the 200-meter dash just a little while ago, right before that next weather delay hit. So, but again, it appears to be Axtell on their way, the boys at least, to a fourth consecutive state track title. And we're not going to know until it sounds like maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock at night for the official ruling, as what we were told, what, 9:15 is the kind of either next announcement, or are they expecting
That's the first available opportunity to start again. At 9 o'clock, they will make an announcement.
They'll make an announcement. That's
whether
assuming
it's
they don't
go.
See anything.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, folks, we appreciate you bearing with us, right?
Yeah,
I mean, this is obviously not what we had anticipated. I don't think anybody had Mother Nature doing what it's doing.
Wasn't on the bingo card.
I'm sure anybody could have looked at a weather forecast and been like, there's a chance of rain.
Potential.
You know,
yeah.
But it has to play out first. Obviously, they're working on it down there in Wichita. And, you know, once we got the word of the first pushback, you know, we start talking a little bit. It's like, okay, well, we got the wrap. Like, what's the plan here? You know, we just, after some conversations, we're still going to go on. We'll get everybody up to date as best we can. And then, obviously, unfortunate, we're not going to be fully wrapped up once we go off the air here shortly. But obviously, when it does fully wrap up, everything will be up to date on the website, and we'll have everything good to go there. So,
we'll kind of start wrapping this up right now. We're just finishing up the rest of the Axtell Eagles teams. I did get confirmation of the Landon Schmidt's the ruling was his trail leg didn't fully go over the hurdle; it went around the side of the hurdle, and it was just that's just unfortunate
just
for that ruling. For that ruling, because he did win.
Well,
it.
I appreciate whoever that was. Appreciate the clarification. I was just really curious. So,
yep, absolutely. But still, a great high school career for that young man.
He doesn't have a big enough trophy case.
No doubt about it. So, how about the rest of the Axtell Eagles? That'll put a bow on this. On this wrap-up show.
So we mentioned Landon, of course, state champ in the 110-meter hurdles, paired with that fifth-place finish in the 200-meter dash, paired with that, obviously, the relay teams as well that have been very good, the 4x1 taking second, girls 4x8 took second place as well. Going through some of the other individuals for Axtell, Wyatt Detweiler, a third-place finish in the 110-meter hurdles, so a bronze medal for him. He also took fourth in the 300-meter hurdles as well. Clayton Heinen, how about a bronze medal for him in the triple jump in Class 1A, 44 feet, 6.25 inches there. And then we heard and talked about it, Logan Sandman, of course, the state champ in the high jump. Really not a shock for him, with another school record being broke in that event for him. Joe Liebarger, a 10th-place finish in the triple jump, and now going to the girls' side for Axtell. They got a fourth-place finish from Ava Brocksterman in the shot put, fourth-place finish from Caitlin Detweiler in the javelin. They also got a 7th place finish from Caitlin in the discus as well, so she had a nice weekend. And then also a 14th place finish in the shot puts for Caitlin Detweiler as well. And I mentioned the 4x8 teams for both girls and boys. The boys, of course, 4x8 going silver medal, and the 4x8 team on the girls' side, a 12th place finish.
Right.
Wow, I was going to say finito, but...
Finito?
A 12th place, and then I was going to go into finito, but
yeah.
I kind of had a brain fart there, so...
That's all right, that's all right. Well,
but
hey...
Yeah.
I
appreciate you hanging out with me.
Dude, I was going to say the same thing. Well, thanks for allowing me to join you on this. This is a fun...
The peeps appreciate it. And,
yeah.
You know, we provided some interviews, and Crennan did a great job, and he's still going to try to keep us up to date, but I know we're wrapping up here momentarily, but... Yeah, just unfortunate. You know, it's the athlete's going to have to work around this weather delay. And the last check was 9:15 was maybe the early point that they could get back onto the track. But
yeah,
one lightning strike they see, and that all of a sudden
gets extended.
So we'll keep everybody up to date for sure. Again, the last thing I think they want to do is have to move something to Monday another day just in general. For any of the events, so
yeah, that would be.
They're doing everything they can to get this done and complete before the night is over.
Just almost exactly 6 minutes away from the top of the hour, which is when they will have their next announcement, basically saying whether or not the 9:15 start time will be the start time or if it will be extended for another half an hour or so. Again, we will not be on the air for that. We encourage you to. If that announcement comes here in the next 5 minutes, we'll be able to let you know. But
yeah, we can at least maybe wait for that.
Yeah, we'll hang out for the actual announcement part of it. But after that, we will wrap this up. Again, all these interviews that you've heard throughout the night, maybe you've missed one. Maybe you want to rehear it again. Download it for your own sake. Maybe it's your family member or something like that. All these will be uploaded onto the MSC Sports website over the next couple of days. This show in its entirety will be uploaded onto MSC Sports tonight as well, and then it's an automatic archive on our Kansaland Facebook page, and you can see Brandon Tabman flexing the guns and showing you his face, man. Again, a man behind the mic.
I don't
mic
like
that...
people seeing my face. I've told you this 1,000 times.
I know, and you showed up tonight, and I said, hey, yeah. By the way, we're going to be live streaming. You said, no, I don't want that.
I think that was my actual reaction. Was,
but, yeah.
I said it was okay.
We've been getting after it, no doubt about it. Weather, I can give you a quick little weather update for our area up here in northeast Kansas. Expect a little bit of potential rain over the overnight here. Everything that's down in the south portion of the state, southwestern portion of the state, is moving this direction. Nothing crazy. 70% chance of precip over the overnight hours. So you can wake up tomorrow morning knowing that you're going to have a little bit of rain in your area.
Thought I saw rain potentially like a chance all week.
Yeah.
It's
low percentages. You're looking at anywhere from 20 to 50% over the next couple of days. Then it'll increase. But hey, I am no meteorologist, although I do love
although
storm
chasing. Although you claim
chasing.
To be one.
I'm not a meteorologist. Just I love storm chasing.
Yeah, you do.
And that is a big fun thing
but
that
you
we get
still,
to do.
Yeah, you also use. Always tell me, just it's like, what do they say? It's like, I don't chase the storms, but the
storms
chase me.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Right. Sounds like a Chuck Norris quote. RIP, by the way.
And that's when you know when you got a 10-year-old with you, he enjoys rolling, and when you start seeing those clouds start forming, he's kind of getting a little bit wise on those types of things, and he enjoys. He goes, Dad, look at that funnel cloud. I might drop something out. Yeah, sure about it is. And that's what we were able to do a couple weeks ago. We'll definitely have severe weather coverage if it populates. It doesn't look like it for the next few days for us at least. So
before we wrap up,
we're glad about that.
Yeah, before we wrap up, figured I could run through kind of the team standings.
Yeah, great idea.
One more time. Again, all the individual results on our website, mscsports.net. Between these weather delays, not a ton has changed in the standings. Right now, TBL showing out in 1A, and girls' rankings right now, or standings, I should say. Clifton Clyde right now currently has the lead, 53.5 points over Ellis, who sits there with 48. Right now, Onega is in fifth place in the team standings. They have collected 33 points. Hanover is in sixth right now as well. Centralia, they are in 12th place on the girls' side in 1A. And right now, there's been a little bit of a closure with Cunningham and Axtell, but I say closure. Axtell's lead at the top has gone from 20 to 15 since the rain delays. So right now the Axtell boys, 57 points, Cunningham with 42, Little River with 36. Just kind of scrolling down a little bit, and yeah, we're pretty far down outside of the Axtell boys in the class of 1A. Girls 2A right now, Hoxie is leading it, 44 points, Smith Center in second with 40. Scroll down a little bit, you got Donovan West tied in ninth place. They have collected 25 points to this point in the meet. Washington County's in the top 20, Jefferson County North tied for 21st as well on the girls' side in 2A. Now, boys 2A, you have Jackson Heights right now in a tie for 8th place. They have 20 points. Hutch Trinity and Smith Center separated by 2 points right now. Those two at the top of Class 2A on the boys' side. And then 3A standings as it sits in this weather delay. Heston girls leading 3A with 79 points. Scroll down a touch. Prairie LeCompton in 9th place. They have 21 points. Riley County, Silver Lake, Nemaha Central, Jeff West, all within 13 and 16 in the team standings there. And then finally, boys, 3A standings as it sits. Got Holcomb right now, 20-point lead on second place, southeast of Saline. Scroll down a touch. Got Royal Valley, 19 points there right now and tied for 12th place. And then Sabetha right now is in the top 20 as well. Silver Lake and Holton both in the top 25. In the team standings, as we still have a little bit to go, but a good chunk of it, Jake Spaulding, is complete.
Well, that's good to know, and a little bit of a weather update as it's just a minute before the top of the hour, and the minimum earliest announcement will be at 9:15 now. Lightning still in the area, and Wichita underneath a severe thunderstorm warning as it stands right now. That severe thunderstorm warning is supposed to end here in the next minute or so. So we'll see if that gets continued and extended or not. But looks like with lightning still in the area, they're going to tack on another minimum of 15, likely 30-minute extension to that 9:15 time frame. So we're looking at 9:30 to 9:45 now as the earliest where they will resume.
It's gonna be a late night
down there in Wichita, which means Joseph Kerr down at Care Country, B-Town. We are going to be wrapping up this show. Once again, this wrap-up show on the state track coverage across the MSC Radio Network is made possible because of Crystal Bontrager with Aflac serving Northeast Kansas, where we've got you under our wing, 991-1041. By Next Tech, protecting your business like a champion. Jackson Farmers, the locations in Effingham, Lancaster, and Holton. Giant Communications, the best way to win is through connection. Join their team today at giantcomm.net and become simply connected. Helena Agra Enterprises, giving your crop a boost with Coron, helenaagra.com. By Morton Buildings, look them up on Facebook and Morton Buildings, Inc., Holton KS for incredible project photos. By MCON, a full-service construction and underground utility company of Wathena. Skyview Equipment in Hiawatha and St. Joseph, your New Holland, Gravely, and Bad Boy dealer. Body, Heart, and Soul in Topeka, your one-stop wellness shop for red light, massage, infrared sauna, Pilates, and more. Book online at bodyheartandsoul.com. And by DB Heating and Cooling, your comfort is their number one priority. Residential maintenance, service, and installation. Contact 338-2044 for your appointment. Beats, had any final thoughts before we wrap things up here for 2026?
Dude, it's over.
It's over. Well, kind of.
Well, kind of, yeah. not quite, but, dude, it's crazy. It doesn't seem that long ago. We were in Hutch broadcasting state football championship games. Doesn't feel like that long ago. We were covering state basketball tournaments, and now we are about to wrap it up, man, for the 25-26 season. Appreciate everyone, obviously, for sticking with us and enjoying the coverage that we have provided over this school year. And obviously, I think we got some big things coming once we get to 26 and 27 as well. So it's been a lot of fun, man. It's not over yet, as we mentioned. We still got to work through this next few hours. Hopefully, state track can get concluded by the end of the night, but the weather being an issue as per usual. But been a lot of fun, man. Just, again, mscsports.net. We'll continue to get those final results up and all the information there regarding that. But, yeah, I'm good to take a step back for a couple days and take a deep breath and catch up on some Z's over the last few weeks. We've been out and about doing a lot over the last few weeks.
We're definitely hoping, you know, again, we don't know yet by any stretch. There's still a lot to be determined with it, but we got, you know, magazines will be coming out shortly for people before you'd realize it for the fall football season. You know, we're hoping for some sort of Legion coverage this summer like we do on KNZA.
I will say I have received the schedule for Legion Baseball. We will, yes, we will have broadcasts for Legion Baseball this summer.
Perfect.
No doubt about it. So
there's you know, one of those things where you gotta have participants in order to have coverage of it, right? So glad to know that we got some area teams staying involved with that summer Legion programs, and so we'll be bringing that to you as the next real sporting events. But BTAD's not going into hibernation by any stretch, but a well deserved
at least for 48 hours. Don't send me a text. Don't call me. No. At least until after I get all these track results done. Then hibernation will be key for 24, 48 hours, and then we're right back to figuring out. But, again, we're going to blink an eye, and then we're all of a sudden going to be meeting about Jake and Boz and the scoreboard show for football, and you guys are going to get that all set and ready to go. So
year four for that.
Enjoying the little time that we get, because as us older people know, the time goes a little bit quicker as you get a little bit older. So cherish those times, and we're just going to be excited to ramp things up when we get to fall of 26 and 27.
And that's for the sports side of things, but hey, no doubt about it, my man. We've got some awesome summer promotions, so you might see BTAD out and about playing Plinko this summer.
Super excited, by the way, that we're bringing out an old Price is Right game for a way to win a prize this year.
Yeah, we got Plinko as your opportunity. Mowing down cancer this summer. We're giving away two lawnmowers, MSCNews.net, the promotions tab, and we're going to start getting those things lined up for your live on locations. Our first one was earlier this week in Atchison at Pinewood Country Club, and so continue to monitor that for your chance to win one of two mowers that will be given away later on this summer. Well, for Joseph Kerr down in Atchison, appreciate you, sir, for making sure this is rocking and rolling on Care Country. For BTAD, this is Jake. Thank you for tuning in to our high school MSC Radio Group State Track Wrap-Up Show here on the MSC Radio Network.
It's time now for an update of the 2026 State Track and Field event at Cessna Stadium in Wichita. This update here on KMZA 92.1 FM has been brought to you in part by Sabetha Auto Parts, your hometown Napa store, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, I'm loving it, Rainbow Communications, community first, creating connections online at rainbowtel.net, Next Tech, protecting your business like a champion, Farmers State Bank of Westmoreland, with locations in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Bank with Farmers.com. Member FDIC. JBN Telephone Company. The best way to win is through connection. Join our team today at GiantComm.net and become simply connected. Jackson Farmers, with locations in Effingham, Lancaster, and Holton. Crystal Bontrager with Aflac, serving Northeast Kansas, where we've got you under our wing. Helena Agra Enterprises. Give your crop a boost with Coron, HelenaAgra.com. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. And Blue Valley Technologies. Proud to support all area athletes.